You are listening to the Glass Cannon Network, the premier source for role-playing game entertainment.
How we doing, Indianapolis? We haven't done it in a while. Let's all have a nice little praise log. May all your logs be smooth.
Yes, thank you, ma'am. May all your logs be smooth.
This is insane. The electricity in this room. We could feel it backstage. We are once again sold out at the Helium Comedy Club. Third year in a row, sold out in record time, hottest show in town.
Yeah. Woo! We at the Glass Cannon love selling out.
Yep.
If you have any opportunities, we would love to sell out some more.
We're about to announce a D&D podcast.
At the drop of a hat. At the drop of a hat.
I took a lift over here, and my driver was like, "Oh, who's playing a Helium Comedy Club tonight?" And I was like, "Me."
Just me.
Yeah, just me.
Just me.
And a couple of openers.
She pulled over, and we made love in the backseat. I'm covered in bruises. It's really hard to have sex in a back seat, especially with a stranger that I just met 4 minutes earlier. This show for the past 4 years has always competed for show of the year. And a lot has to do with the proximity to the audience. Being on top of you, we can feel your energy.
And on top of each other. We're so packed in up here. There were multiple people I talked to before this show that this is... Give me a shout out if this is your first show. And I was like, you picked an amazing venue to come to because it gets rowdy in here. It's going to be a hot night.
Hot night. One of the best things about playing Helium is there's an age limit to get in, which is important now that this show is mostly pornography. Really, we took a left turn, and I'm a bit of a dirty bird, but let's be honest, the reason that this show is now X-rated is because Matthew and Kate wanted to have their characters fuck. They demanded it.
Wait, but did you actually listen to the sex scene you read?
No.
Because we didn't.
We had a culmination. You took our scene and ran with it, and I'm not responsible for Father Bubbles.
Well, yeah.
That's true.
That scene really gave birth to Father Bubbles. Got me all hot and bothered. Had to bring in a sexy priest.
It should go on a business card.
It's a really weird business card. It's already the end of... Well, we're not at the end of day one yet, but it happens. It's happening quick. You wait for this all year long, and then it's just... Nyum! End of day one at Gen Con. But what a way to end it. Well, this has become a tradition now, doing this show on Thursday. Have you guys had a good Gen Con, Matthew? I saw you a little bit today.
I had a great time.
What'd you do?
I got in early to walk the floor.
Oh.
I spent more money than I should have on dice. I made
how much? How much you spent?
I can't say that. This is going on the internet. I went to the Norse Foundry booth twice.
Nice.
Oh.
Nice. I decided I had to have one more die.
Were you looking for handouts? Be like, hey guys, got
no. I
guys?
Was like, I was like, take my money, give me your stones,
give me your stones.
And then I ran a gauntlet.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
I think some of my gauntleteers are here.
Oh. Even if you're not playing the gauntlet, come by the booth and see these terrains. Dwarven Forge hooked us up. Our friends at Order of the Amber Die hooked us up. So much fun. Yeah.
There was this great moment during my gauntlet where the party was in a tough spot.
Yeah.
And they were kind of like working it out amongst themselves what they were going to do. It was like kind of a lull. And this random person walks by and she kind of crouches in front of the terrain, She's looking at it. She's scrutinizing stuff. She pulls a lever off the wall, and all of us are kind of looking at her. And then she looks up, and she's like, oh, shit, you're playing.
Psychopath.
Was it a real lull in the encounter? Well, like, how did she not know you were playing?
Well, the conversation kind of petered off because we were like, what is she doing? Like, is she an inspector from the con? This has a terrain.
3D terrain inspector here. Yeah, step aside. Sir flashes a badge.
We're all kind of just like standing there like,
it'd be weird if she just like started knocking over minis and stuff. What the fuck's wrong? What are you, a 6-year old? Like, what are you? That's a weird moment. Sydney, do you have a nice day one today?
Yeah, I had a great day. I didn't get to walk the floor too much because we had our Get in the Trunk show.
Yeah.
Was anybody here at Get in the Trunk live?
Yeah, I saw.
Should we do more of that?
Yeah. They want Roger Cumstone live. That should be the title of the show.
Cumstone live.
We can't do it. It'll sink the network.
They know not what they say.
Be careful what you wish for.
I also love how everyone's like, great show. And then you hear one person yell, cocaine. Everyone who was not at that show is like, what the fuck happened at that show?
There's a lot of cocaine.
A lot of cocaine.
I'm shocked they keep putting us on their streams.
Yeah.
I know. I think this might have been the last year.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
What about you, Joe? I saw you a little bit today.
I had a great time. Like, I did the Get in the Trunk show, which was awesome. I hung out. I could not pull myself away from your gauntlet.
I know. It was like a two for the price of one.
I was just, like, hanging out. I was just like, well, what's Brother Ramius going to do? It was really, really fun, and that terrain is so phenomenal. And I had the Dwarven Forge terrain that they gave us for this was just amazing. And I'm sitting there, and I'm watching you play, and they're having a great time, and the terrain is mind-blowing how amazing it is. There's secret traps hidden under these things, and the way it all
Spoilers.
Worked mechanically was amazing. That dungeon's over, man. Day one's done.
It's done, bro.
And so I was just like, I thought in my head, I had this fleeting thought that I was like, wow, I think it's possible that we started a podcast 9 years ago in my apartment just so we could play a game on a Dwarven Forge terrain.
Oh, yeah.
Like, all of this work was just to get to that moment.
That was the dream at the beginning, was to be able to do that.
Yeah, to play with, like, painted minis on 3D terrain with, like, battery-powered sconces! It was I'm sorry, I geek out about this stuff, but we always used to see those from afar and be like, one day we'll game like this. And it just took 9 years and 7,000 podcast episodes.
Who gets to take it home?
Dwarven Forge.
I think they gave it to us. What about you, Kate?
I had a regular day. Sydney and I got up early. We went and did a Mandalorian workout class. This is what we did. This is what woke up. We had our green juice. We went to a Mandalorian kicking and punching workout class.
Nerdy.
We came back. We had some yogurt.
Healthy again.
And then I did a gauntlet with Jared. I did Jared's gauntlet. It was very fun.
Did you survive?
I played Gormley and I died, and it was very triggering.
I had to watch.
Didn't have to watch.
She made me watch.
Watch as I kill your character again.
At one point, Jared, I could tell Jared felt a little bad. He's like, and I happened to be standing nearby. He's like, Matthew, I'm doing this right? And I was like, yep.
Yep. And then now I'm here.
Now you're here.
Now I'm here.
What about you, Skid?
I had a great day.
What'd you do?
I can't remember. I know.
The true sign of a great day, my friend.
It was awesome.
No, we went to get in the trunk. Matthew and I walked. Oh, actually, we walked the floor with Joe's cousin.
Oh, you did?
Yes. Yeah.
Wife's cousin.
Your wife? Joe's
essentially my cousin, right, Troy?
Yes, this guy Joe met a couple years ago.
Right, he's not your family.
I think it's really weird that
he's the guy who designed our booth.
That's amazing.
Which is incredible if you've been by to see it. And we walked around with him, and he's really nice. Like, him and I are like basically the same age, I think.
Yeah.
And we were talking to Dan Tharp, our friend at Sirenscape, and like we were mentioned, like, oh, we should have a podcast to talk about old TV shows. And your wife's cousin was just like, yeah, like Riptide. I was like, who the fuck makes a Riptide reference? I was like, I think I'm this guy's best friend now.
Yeah. He's pretty awesome. And I think that his story is just a great one because he's old, like Skid.
Right.
And he does this for a living. He makes Expo Booze. Like, that's the company that his dad started, and he sort of has inherited this company. And I knew about it loosely that they did it, but it never occurred to me to, like, actually bring them on to design a Gen Con booth. And when we were changing up the booth, I was like, do you think this is something you'd be interested in doing? And he was like, yeah, absolutely. Like, reach out, and we'll send a proposal and whatever. So he sends it. It works out great. He comes here. He builds the booth. It looks phenomenal. And then he's like, and I bought a 4-day pass to Gen Con, which I've never been to before and have wanted to my whole life.
Oh,
and I just thought it was the coolest thing. He's a big gamer. And I was like, this is what Gen Con's about, you know?
Yeah.
We were so lucky how often now we get to come here.
Yeah.
But when we first came, it was the biggest treat in the world.
Oh, yeah. So. It was 50. It was Gen Con 50 was our first one.
Yeah.
And yeah, it was just it was great. And then he was showing us some other booths because there's one of the booths has like a double decker. It has like an upstairs level.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, we should do that. Like, we could do that. We could run the gauntlets like upstairs. Yeah. Like, we'd have like a whole like area. I'd be like, what would that run us? And it was the number.
Space just kind of like went into like blank.
Yeah. It would bankrupt all of us for life. Okay. Well,
I saw that booth and my first thought, because I'm such an old piece of trash, I just looked at it and I was just like, that can't be up to code.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Like, that was I didn't think like, that's cool. I was like, they broke a rule somewhere and I want to know what rule they broke. Stairs in a booth on the Gen Con floor.
God, even in life, you see something, you're like, there's got to be a rule about that.
I literally saw the same exact booth, and I looked at McD and I said, we're doing that next year.
I know! It would be so fun!
You might want to hear what he said.
Yeah, I think you want to hear about the price. So.
Gauntlet seats are $1,200. Well, we appreciate you guys for coming out. You always support us. Everybody that purchased a gauntlet, buy tickets to one of our 80 shows this weekend. We are really living the dream, and we look forward to this in the same way that you look forward to this. So thank you. Do you want to play some pretend tonight?
Yeah! Let's go!
Woo! All right! Woo! All right, we'll play some pretend. This is going to be a weird fucking show.
Oh, man.
That's saying something.
Let me get a little recap music. Something hot.
Yeah, something
spicy.
Sexy.
Maybe some merengue. I don't even know what that is. There it is.
There you go.
I'm having flashbacks.
So many people in our circles will never hear that song the same way.
I know.
Let's talk about our heroes. They are currently in a library of the occult called the Mysterium. They have been in pursuit of a man named Count Hazerton Lowles IV, who, by all accounts, has been infected by this great alien god from another world, another dimension. And he came to this library to find this ultra-rare, very dangerous book that he could use that would point him in the direction of a hidden city which contains monuments that he could manipulate to bring this alien god into the world, an act which could cause Armageddon.
It's another cool thing about helium.
Right.
The wireless Johns.
I might just work the room later.
Just get out there, take your pants off, relax.
Oh, no.
They're already half off. Oh, Jesus. It's from that Lyft driver. She was insatiable. That was my tip.
Just the tip?
Yep. Just the tip.
All right. All right. I smell sex and
the smut level. She's gotten out of control.
Did I speak? No.
I left no tip and just boop. So our heroes have followed Lowles halfway across the world to this library where apparently Lowles has bribed his way in, then broke into the deeper levels of the library he wasn't supposed to go to, and in so doing, triggered the library's defenses, which went haywire for reasons yet unknown. The keepers of the library went in to retrieve Lowell's. They never returned. So, our heroes have been allowed entry to try and root out Lowell's and his cronies as long as they also return with the leader of these library's keepers, a man by the name of Elder Lathine, who may be dead or alive at this point. Either way, gotta bring him back.
Mid-recap questione.
Allow it.
We do know for a fact that some of the keepers that went in have died, right?
We've Correct. Seen bodies. You found a room of bodies.
Yeah. Oof. But not the leader's body.
But not the leader's body, and luckily you have a companion with you. A
man luckily. Really, really good for ticket sales. And nothing else.
A man by the name of Father Richard Bubbles.
Poster.
Who knows? Elder Lathine knows what he looks like and can spot him. You saw these other bodies of keepers, and he says none of them are Elder Lathine. On every level of the Mysterium, you need to find four angel statues, turn their heads around backwards, then and only then, a large angel gate sculpture on each floor will open up to allow passage below. You found them all on the first level, descended to the second level with ease. But every statue you found on the second level, you went to turn the head, and it just turned right back. Last month, in the great, great city of Nashville.
Yeah!
Woo! Woo! You found the room with the Angel Gate sculpture. And like the room itself, it appeared half destroyed. Bodies everywhere, and you soon found out who caused all this mayhem. Two spawns of Yogg-Sothoth set upon you, attacking from invisibility. And in a harrowing battle, you destroyed them. You've now cleared out the second level as far as you know, and see this Angel Gate structure in disrepair. But during that fight, Ethel fell. She is now
Eris.
Eris.
I was like, don't correct him. Don't Hold correct on. Him.
Wait, not him too. No.
There's a lot of reasons I want to kill one of your characters. But high up there is how close they sound in name. It confuses me. And I've killed for less. Eris is currently a dying two.
Imagine if we just clip that. I've killed for less.
My kids watch it. It's like, what's dad do for work? And why is he at a comedy club? Ethel, Eris, fuck your name is. You are mere seconds from dying. It's the end of my set. Let's go to the initiative tracker.
It's a good set, bro.
The Anish track. Ethel just went at the top of round four, it would have been. You destroyed the monster. I'm going to say you used all three of your actions. It is now Suki's turn. Let's get back into that room. Let's go to the map. Provided to us by Foundry VT.
Maps are overrated. Now I've seen a dwarven forge. I can't go back.
You can't go back to fat maps.
Oh. Yeah, there it is. Oh, we'll zoom in on the horror.
Oh, we're right next to each other.
Mine does not look like that. It's all black and gray and wobbly.
Your computer's off.
No, I'm dead.
It's because she's dying.
She's dying.
Troy, perhaps you're unfamiliar with Foundry VTT.
From here, it looks like a blank screen.
I have a
screen.
Privacy screen on my...
And I thought you were a crazy person. You're like, I don't see anything.
Troy's
Her
dumb.
Her computer's off.
There it is. That's what Kate sees on her screen.
There it is.
Wow. Very Creepy. Haunting. As she's dying, she seems to hear the exact location of every creature in the room.
That's how Daredevil sees the world. Yep.
Suki, it's your turn. Please don't heal her quickly and don't waste an hour of the show coming up with ridiculous ideas.
Hey, Sydney, remember our green juice and yogurt and working out earlier?
Suki's... Girl? I was busy. Because I'm very prepared. Everybody knows that. And
no one's more
That's
prepared.
Like your brand.
Kind of
that's
my,
your hallmark.
Sort of my thing. And nothing else, and I'm good at math. But...
Why were you and Kate dancing backstage?
I love dancing.
What was that all about? You're making like TikTok dances.
Yeah, we were making TikTok dances.
What are you, 12?
Anyway, I'm having an issue because I went to look for my notes, and I'm like...
I think I know what the issue is. I'm looking over your shoulder.
What's the issue?
You take notes in 5-point font.
Why?
And I've never felt so old on this stage. I truly believe it's unreadable. I am shocked.
It's the same thing with the tiny dice.
Yes. The stupid tiny dice. And it would be fine if you like rolled them and you were like, natty 17. But you roll them and you're like, oh.
Oh, I think it's
takes
a natural
out a jeweler's room.
Oh. Seven. Oh, sorry, natural one.
Like,
just use a normal die.
Teeny tiny baby dice.
Yeah, anyway. And also, once you pick up the die, you start turning it around. You don't know where you rolled.
It's called stupid. Cheating.
I knew this turn would take forever. Do you have any way of healing her?
Yes. Suki is going to use her Staff of Healing Greater, which I have. And I am going to heal her.
Okay.
Once I figure out
how are you going to do that?
How?
And where'd you get that set?
Stave Eris. Come on.
Oh, save Eris. Oh, yeah.
How
he's a righteous dude.
How does it work? I can heal her. Either way, I can treat wounds. I have my healer's gloves. I can heal her. I just need to look up.
Did you just say you were prepared?
No.
You didn't have to lie to all these fine people.
Have we come back around to Ethel's turn yet?
Yeah, do you want me to pick an option for you? Pick one.
I delay.
There you go.
All right.
There you go.
Figure out the stats on this stupid staff that's not in the notes of the thing.
I hope she critically fails herself.
Oh, I got it. First level heal. Boom.
Easy heal.
An easy heal. Okay, first level heal.
And I run up to her so I can do... No, you're right. You're right. Thank you. Joe, you shut up. You shut up.
I didn't say a goddamn thing.
And you didn't need to. Yeah, it's two Johns. I'm doing a two John range. You guys are right. I forgot.
You just rolled a d20.
I'm having a good time.
She can't tell because they all look the same. Stop rolling those dice.
I cannot believe my life is in your hands right now.
Four.
That's not possible. Whatever you rolled is plus eight. We're live on stage, Sydney. These are real people.
Stupid.
Some people might refer to this as one up. Your jobs.
D8.
12.
There you go.
12 points of healing?
Yeah.
What?
Oh, yes.
12 points of healing, and I can do more. I can come over with my healer's gloves. I can treat wounds on you, but at least you're awake now.
All right, that so you're no longer gets dying. Her out of the dying. You're condition. Wounded. And all right. Now I can get out of combat.
So I'm wounded two because I was dying two?
No, just wounded one.
Wounded one.
You know, say what you will about our, shall we say, casual relationship to the rules. But no one can milk content out of 5 minutes of Sydney trying to figure out how heal works better than us.
Oh no, oh no, Sydney's doing math.
All right,
the encounter is over, but Father Bubbles is still very hurt.
Oh.
He is a fan favorite.
I thought he left. I thought he wasn't here.
No, he was mad.
Atticus will walk over to him.
He'll say, yes.
Wow.
Oh,
wow.
God.
Is that for me?
Long time friend of the show. How dare you? Atticus is going to move over to Father Bubbles.
Yes. There he is.
Oh, God. I didn't even know you put the...
Oh, come on.
Look, this is where I was wounded.
He was wounded. I could see the wound. Right there. Oh, something horrible has happened to your abdomen.
Yes.
He's opening his shirt because he's trying to describe to a doctor what's wrong with him.
Yes. I have a knot.
I've got a detached abdominal.
Yes, help, please. I'm in so much pain.
It's just a knot. I need a massage.
Atticus will actually come up to him and will say, come here, let me look at that.
Oh, God.
Sorry.
Oh, Nethus.
This will go easier if you don't speak.
Okay.
And he...
I will do my best to stay quiet.
Shh. We don't know who may be listening.
I saw the halls of Nethus.
Quiet, Father.
I walked down his mad hallway. He greeted me, and then I came back.
Her.
Her.
Shh. Quiet.
Sorry.
I'm trying to work here. And Atticus is going to attempt to treat wounds, but over the period of attempting this, he is going to... he's actually going to apologize to Father Bubbles after wow. the sort of intense anti... Nethys position that he had taken earlier. About.
You going to spend an action on that?
Well, I'm assuming we're out of combat.
We're out of combat.
All right, all right.
Because the tree wounds itself is 10 minutes. So over the course of the 10 minutes, he's just going to look at him as he's working on the wound and just say, I apologize for so casually dismissing Nethys' presence here. I don't necessarily think the library is lost. I did not mean to despair. I feel that there is some hope, as long as creatures like this can be easily dispatched. Perhaps we have a chance. During that dialogue, I rolled to treat wounds, and I rolled a natural one. And that was not my intent. First roll of the goddamn night. Gen Con sucks. And I will hurt him.
While apologizing.
You're really
I'm
doing the
so
Lord's
sorry
work.
For your 5 points of damage.
He's unconscious and dying.
Oh, no.
We did it! We did it!
He turns. Father. Bubbles. Father.
Atticus. Are you trying to kill Father Bubbles?
I was not. I simply...
Atticus, what have you done?
This is...
He's under my protection.
No. I have seen...
Is there no one to rid us of this turbulent priest?
I have seen spawns of Yogg-Sothoth, and I have not seen something so disgusting as this man's abdomen. I attempted to fix it, but I have only wounded him more. He is slowly fading. Can you help him, Ethel?
I can. And Ethel comes up. And I will do battle medicine.
I imagine like you were just over Eris while she was being healed and you're holding her hand and they're like, can you help Father Bubbles? And you just drop her hand and run over to him.
Are we still in initiative? What is happening?
No, we're not in initiative.
Okay.
Not in initiative. You just got to do things that are like within your action economy because he is dying.
Actually, I will use the, I'll use my healer's gloves. So I was about to lay on hands. Eris. And then I say, Father Bubbles!
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Love triangle.
And I reach over and I touch his beautiful face with my white gloves and heal him. I need to die. I'm so overwhelmed. 6 points of damage. Or 6 points of healing. Oh. Six,
dying too.
Just start choking him with your gloved hands.
Wake up!
I take it back. It's 17 points of healing.
Oh, great.
He wakes up and he's like, please.
Don't worry, Father Bubbles. I'll protect you from Atticus.
Please don't any of you touch me again.
Suki has now ran over to Eris, obviously. And I did a treat wounds on you, Eris, and you get 38 points back.
Oh, nice.
Now there's
Thank
a physician.
Thank you,
Suki.
Nice.
And I stay by Eris' side and I caress her face and I say, it's okay. You all right? Are you okay?
I'm gonna kill him.
What?
Oh.
Suki leans in.
We're talking about Father Bubbles still.
Yes.
Oh my god, I'm so mad. Oh my god.
Okay. I'm still in. I just wanted to make sure you're okay.
I'm like half okay right now.
I can heal you more.
Suki, could I bother you for some healing?
I mean, for what? For who? For you? Are
for
you
me,
hurt?
Yes. Are you all right?
Go away.
All right.
Don't you have someone else to tend to?
Yeah.
I feel conflicted now. I don't know if I'm supposed to heal you or not.
I do need healing.
Right.
I took some damage defending
keeps,
you all
she keeps
from that
looking
armor
at,
monster.
She keeps looking at Eris. Right, totally.
Anybody want to examine a broken statue?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, sure.
I mean, we could just heal everybody for the first hour of the show. But let's
But this is character building stuff.
It is. It is true.
Eris walks over to the statue.
Okay.
We are going to heal everybody before anything else happens. FYI.
Okay.
I'm just going to bring myself up to full 40, points.
44 points of healing for Ethel. Unhappily, Suki does it. Who else needs healing?
Atticus also very injured.
I need like 70 points more.
70?
Oh.
I died.
Eris.
I got you.
I could help you.
Huh? Sorry, I was looking at this broken statue. No, I don't need help.
Let me say a prayer over you. You get one hit point.
Thanks, Father Bubbles. Listen, this is weird. I don't think we should do this anymore. And she's just still looking at the statue.
Do what? Oh, you're not talking to me.
Record scratch.
You.
I'm bored with this.
You're as cold as ice!
Do you want to do this now?
Suki is like halfway healing Eris. 33 more points.
It's done.
Wow.
Wow.
It's funny. I thought my heart had been rent in two already. Rendered completely inoperable, incapable of love ever again. I didn't know I could be hurt like this anymore.
Sorry, is that an internal monologue?
Or so weird.
No.
Did you say that to Suki and Eris?
No, I say it to the statue because I can't bear to look at Eris.
Oh, my God.
Is the statue an occultism check?
The statue... Perception.
Perception?
Yeah.
She's listening. She's like, mm-hmm. Huh, that's so weird. Your love and your ex-wife. Oh, yeah, I'm real dialed in on that. It's a big number. It's a 34.
Oh, wow.
34. All right, so you're walking over this statue. It looks all fucked up, like everything else in the room. Bodies everywhere, by the way.
Father Bubbles, can you offer a consultation? Emergency?
Yes. Hold on. Let the GM talk about the statue. Then we will have confession.
Suki.
It looks... Stop.
Oh. Suki, heal... I was going to say... Everyone is healed up. Suki does the treat wounds, which could take a while, but I have continual recovery, so 10 minutes instead of an hour, blah, blah, blah. Everyone's healed.
Thank you.
Everyone's healed.
Thanks.
Good. You look at this shit, and it seems like this is the gateway to go down to the next level.
Oh, yes. Man.
But there's something like, in all of the destruction that perhaps these spawns of Yogg-Sothoth created, something got jammed in like a mechanism here. So think, like, maybe that's why the angel heads on the floor aren't turning, because the gate is jammed. So if you're able to unjam it, you can go back and turn the heads and then descend.
I tell everyone
can I do
that.
A thievery check to attempt to unjam it?
Sure.
Atticus will say...
Wait, what is it? Can we tell what it is?
Yeah,
is it this statue we have to unjam?
Yeah, it looks like this statue has, like, a piece of... I don't know, like splintered wood, like a big chunk of wood that got jammed into the mechanism.
She gleefully calls over Atticus. Look what I found.
Oh, what part of the angel is it jammed into?
In the arms of the angel.
Sometimes you really gotta set up your own.
It's legs.
Oh, fuck. Okay. Listen, Sarah McLachlan has a song about that body part.
In the legs of the angel.
I was just going to praise your GM yes ending. Yeah. And then,
fuck you, by the way.
You did this to yourself.
In the legs of the angel.
Atticus is going to come out. Well done, Eris. That must be it. It must be blocking the whole mechanism across the entire floor. Let me see if I can ease it out. And he will attempt a thievery check to slip it out.
Okay.
As opposed to, a strength check. Maybe that's what it needs, but right now he's going to try the... here we go.
Be careful, my son.
Thievery. 32.
Ooh.
Thievery.
Slip it out ever so gently from the angel's thigh.
Why? Do you have to always...
Yeah, I... Apparently, we're the purveyors of smut around here.
Slip it out.
Yes. Smut scapegoat.
All right. So he slips it out. Does anything move, or does it just seem...
No, the angels are all like...
All right, I'll roll a quick sanity check. No, Atticus will be like,
"Well, we.
I think that's it, Eris.
We unjammed it. Again. Now we should maybe go upstairs,
upstairs
and move the heads.
No, they're on this floor.
They're on this floor, but
but you're right. Perhaps we try again.
But remember, the ghost of Weatherstone still haunts these hallways.
Oh God,
he died trying to protect this place, and his spirit, in the form of a wight, will no doubt harry us as we continue to roam about the level."
I got it.
Ethel, wait.
No, wait, come back!
What the shit are you doing?
Let him go.
Do not go alone.
Ethel!
Let him go.
We have to have a confession.
Don't listen to these drunken fools from Gen Con. They're not thinking tactically.
Listen, I'm just a simple priest.
I mean, I thought it was early, but I didn't think she'd end it so quickly. What? Oh, bye.
Pull it together, Ethel. Listen, you gotta turn the heads of these statues so we can descend. Perhaps the tortured soul of Weatherstone is tied to his corpse.
It's ironic, since he can no longer turn the head of Eris.
Bottle cap.
No,
bottle
you cap. Didn't.
Oh, God.
We must either set Mickey's soul to rest or sneak around. Stay to the perimeter. It's up to you. Or maybe one of you could distract Mickey while the rest of us go to turn the statues. I'm very tired.
Father Pommels is always so wise.
I'm glad you brought me.
I do believe there is concern here. That creature nearly destroyed us effortlessly. There was nothing we could do. I don't see us easily defeating it. So perhaps a distraction. I could try.
Something
I could
illusory.
Perhaps create an illusion, yes, to draw it off and maybe give us the time we need to turn the heads. But maybe some of you stay here. At first I thought it was unwise for Ethel to run ahead. But perhaps Ethel, yes. If you ran, turned all the heads while the rest stayed here, and I distract the wraith, we could open the gate to the lower floor and then get here as quickly as possible. Get back here as quickly as possible.
You got it. Bye.
Let me explain the details of the plan.
Ethel's already sprinting down the corridor.
Ethel sprints to the north, where some of you were cursed by a hazard in this room.
I turn the head.
Turn.
Where did you go?
The north.
Northeast. To the north.
To the north. I don't even know if there was a statue there.
Oh, shit.
Where are the fucking statues here? There's a lot of shit on this map. I think the statues are Shma, top left.
Question, I forget. Is this...
Hold on!
Is this old Danny Maps?
Shmi, yeah, this is Davey Maps.
This is a great map.
Yeah, dude. Wait till you see the next one.
If we ever do.
I don't think there's a statue in that room, dude.
No?
There's one where you fought the Proto-Shergoths. There's one to the northwest.
Where is Ethel?
There's one...
Oh, up here.
...to the straight north.
Yeah.
And then... I don't know.
Dude, you're going to make the audience nauseous. Stop. Run it
like
fast.
I feel like I'm Jim Brown in the Dirty Dozen.
I always feel that way.
Sydney, your thoughts on...
In the exhaust vents?
Yeah. Your thoughts on the Dirty Dozen.
Yeah. Yeah, they're... Let get this. 12 of them, filthy.
I can tell by her comment that she's...
I couldn't see Skid's reaction. Was that good?
Who was your favorite? And other than Jim Brown, of course.
Oh, I was going to say Jim Brown. Damn. I couldn't.
Don't change your favorite just because Matthew said it first.
Probably Jim Brown.
All right.
So you stay to the north. You turn that first statue. You keep going along. You turn the second statue. You go down to where the Proto-Shergoths were. You turn the third statue.
and I can't remember where the fourth one is.
It's in the room that we just fought the...
No, that's the gate, dude.
Oh, that's the gate.
Dummy.
Oh, gee.
I think it's in the room with all those corpses. Yeah.
Yeah, it's... Is it down... Is
the map's so dark.
You go back into the room with Mun. No, it's over... I'm going to move you.
Mickey Weatherstone has me. Save me.
Not that way.
Come around here. We'll say it's here to the north. Okay? You turn that one. This is so, like, unnecessary.
Visual humor for a radio show.
Yeah. And then you get back, and you did it.
Where are you going now?
He's trans-dimensional. You can pass through walls. Ethel right. is the Wraith. Kill him.
Father Bubbles.
Yes. Are you ready for that confession?
No. I think the experience I just had, passing through dimensions, I realize I can ascend... I can transcend my heartbreak and become something more than just a piece of meat. Ready to be used at the drop of a hat. Thank you. Appreciate that. All right, everyone, should we go downstairs?
Is anyone else... did anyone else spend a great deal of their resources in extremely high-level spells? Asking for a friend.
Yeah.
Yeah, a good amount, maybe. Yeah. Like
actually,
a half.
Not a lot.
I used one channel.
What was I doing in that combat?
I'm not saying that we must rest. I'm simply saying that we are entering here a little depleted.
No, Atticus makes a good point.
All right,
perhaps
we rest.
We should go to the meditation chamber orb and then come back. This would make for a very good show.
Or perhaps we go, perhaps we descend. Find a place to settle there if there is one. I don't trust resting on this level with that wraith going about.
At some point after Ethel turned that fourth head, those of you that remained in the room, this destroyed room, you see the mouths on these smiling angel faces with pointed teeth, like the mouths start to open with this grinding metallic sound, like... they get, like, really too wide... And in each mouth, there are these dark holes. If you remember, you had to, like, reach into the mouth on the floor above.
Yeah, I do remember that.
So you probably think, same sitch.
Ethel.
Father Bubble? Oh.
Reach into the mouth.
I fear not the angel's mouth.
In the mouth.
Yeah, yeah. Is there any
the angel.
Is there any part of the angel you do fear?
Ethel says to the broken down statue, "Have you been working out?" And then he reaches into the mouth.
You reach into the mouth of the statue, and you have to kind of stick your arm in deep, up to the elbow. Until you find this, like, unpleasantly waxy-feeling metal tongue at the base. And it feels like you can wiggle it.
Wiggle it, bro.
I wiggle it.
You wiggle the tongue. You slide the tongue to the side, and all of a sudden... The angel statue splits in two, two angels to one side, two angels to the other, revealing a 50-foot deep shaft. Whoa.
That's the part of the angel's body I fear.
Pretty good. That's pretty good.
No.
Shut your mouth.
You look down this shaft, and the light that's spilling in from this room, you can see, like, along the walls of the shaft, there are these dancing angels been carved into the wall like bas-reliefs, and their hands are like gripped together in such a way that it creates footholds. Like you can't just walk down the shaft. Oh, you have to kind of like step
shit
on these
on a shingle. We have to footholds. Climb down.
I have an idea. I can send Egg down there really quick just to scope it out before we try to make our way down there.
Yeah.
Egg can fly.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Egg should go.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Send what Egg are you talking down, man? About, man? What came first, the chickens or the egg?
So I'll send Egg? Is that what you want?
I also have, in case we want it to save time, airlift. I have a scroll of airlift. So everything around me and each creature in the area and each item of 10 vocal lighter are lifted by a powerful gale, and we fly up to 60 feet and land on a solid surface.
Is a rat folk 10 bulk or lighter? Anyone know?
Each creature.
I have no idea.
Each creature in the area.
Oh, it says creature as well.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
I must pray over the bodies of the fallen.
Good luck, Father Bubbles.
We
descend.
You're not.
No.
Wait. Very rude.
You're not coming with us.
I am. Oh. I just need to say a quick prayer.
Oh, you're just wasting.
Hold on! I'm sorry you died. Though death comes for us all, the way in which you perished sucked.
It's a lovely religion, really. It's like poetry, the prayer.
Amen.
There we go. Amen.
Let's
Amen.
Climb down the angel foothold.
Blessed is the short prayer. Let us go.
Let us go down this angel shaft.
Who's climbing down the shaft first?
Ethel, well, unless we're sending Egg. Or...
Egg.
Oh, Egg. Egg. Send Egg.
Scouting mission.
Okay, yeah. So I send Egg down.
Wait, Egg.
Egg can fly.
And Egg is just a little puppet?
A poppet. I can share senses.
Okay.
With him, so.
So you see what he sees, or you just feel what he feels?
Once every 10 minutes, I can use a single action with the concentrate trait. Blah, blah, blah. Project my senses onto my familiar.
Okay.
I lose all sensory information from my own body, but I can sense through Egg's body for up to 1 minute.
Is Egg like a weird marionette? Fucking goes, or is it like a little person?
Egg is like straight out of a horror movie.
He's a little person made out of cotton and fabric.
He's
and
like.
Raid Egg. Egg.
Only I can talk to him. He will not talk to you.
Raid, before you go, I just want to say something to Egg.
God damn it.
I just want Egg to know that we can still be friends.
Egg.
It wasn't about Egg, right? Egg. It's not Egg's fault.
Egg just looks at you and goes...
I know this won't make sense to you now, Egg, but when you're older, maybe. We can still have a relationship if you want one.
Ethel, what do you think Egg is?
He's your closest friend.
Okay.
You throw Egg down the shaft. He kind of ragdolls, and he's totally fine.
Wonder how often they get full-blown physical humor here at the Helium Comedy Club these days.
That's its carrot top.
Egg lands on the floor.
Please don't yell out during the show.
You
do yell out, just make sure it's funny.
You feel like Egg can't quite see. Egg's vision is clouded down there. Now, I know you're just sensing these things, but there's something very... you're getting this deep sense of fear from Egg. Confusion. Okay.
So Egg is the chicken, after all.
Egg has soul sight with the range of 30 feet.
Okay. He does not detect any souls.
Egg can see nothing and feels fear.
So, like, you see her sitting there with, like, her eyes rolled back, and she's saying that. It's, like, it's foggy down there. He seems scared right now.
Perhaps, I don't know. Perhaps this is the source of where Lal's triggered whatever it is he triggered. It could be the most dangerous area in this place.
I'm going to bring him back up now.
Yes, bring him up if you are able, and perhaps we rest. Perhaps we prepare ourselves as best as possible without having any information of what's down there. It would be foolish to descend.
The information that we gathered is that it is foggy and scary.
You know, I know, but there is no clear place to rest quickly down there.
Askus, you are the one that seems scared. Is everything okay?
I'm thinking of all of us, Suki. I'm thinking of what is wisest. This is, after all, an extremely dangerous place, and we are not in a rush. We must survive this.
Aren't we in a rush? Haven't you been searching for Laos for your entire existence that
yes,
you know of?
Yes, but that is exactly what the fool does. Confronted with nearly facing his quarry, he makes a mistake at the last moment. I do not wish to rush heedless into a place that could kill us all simply because we are unprepared. But, Aldo, do you feel we must go?
No, I hate rush.
This is what it was like to play with him in a living room before we ever...
I know. Before
you just laughed your ass off all the time. And then you were like, yeah, but really, what are we going to do?
What do you actually do? Just, no, I think it would be... first of all, I'd like to ask a question of the audience. Are there any Australians here? No. Okay.
Nar. Right. Nar.
No. Nar. No, I think it would be prudent to rest, I think, for one evening, for a shift, for an eight-hour time frame, so that we can recover our strength before we delve into the unknown.
Exactly as I was thinking, Aldo. Well done.
We are each other's oldest friends at this point, are we not?
Yes, we are.
Yes, we're the only two people that were there in the asylum together, waking from such the horrible nightmare of the torment that we endured as patients under Lulz.
Indeed.
So, our wisdom should be respected. We should be listened to and obeyed at all turns. It's a dangerous place. Indeed. Listen to your betters, your elders. For we are they.
Perhaps you thought for a moment that this was a democracy.
It is not.
You were mistaken.
Are you talking to me?
No, everyone.
You're talking out loud and you're looking at everyone but me.
Talking to a royal you. Royal you. All of you.
Also, you keep yelling and I cannot remember
this
your name.
This is something that the original members of the group do not do. We do not yell. We never yell.
I feel like we should pray again.
Yes, we... Well, maybe not, but we should rest.
This is going to be a long night. In Eris casts Cozy Cabin.
Oh.
All right, so you're going to cast Cozy Cabin. I do think that the Wraith is a concern, which Atticus would mention multiple times.
Yeah,
but like
the best we would have is that the door could have like a lock on it. There's like one entrance.
So there would be some perhaps notification before we were fully in whatever.
Yeah.
I just think we do it. I think we could go forward without it, but I just think we try to do it.
Is the cozy cabin still decked out with sex swings when we walk in?
Oh, right.
No.
Lie.
No. Oh. It has Eris's altar in there.
Ah.
The sex contraptions are gone. I don't know if they were there. I don't know if that's canon. There are three cots. There's a chamber pot. There's a small fireplace holding a magical fire and magical light.
Suki walks in with Pepsi. Wow, it's print in here.
What a lovely chamber pot.
Yes.
Yes, Father Bubbles.
Yes.
Sure you'd be comfortable on the floor.
Yes.
You are young and obviously healthy.
Yes, back in the seminary we were forced to sleep on the floor.
Perfect. We'd like to attempt to rest.
Yeah.
Okay. You attempt to rest in
Eris's cozy cabin. Whenever one of you needs to use the bathroom, everyone else watches.
Is it like a studio apartment? Oh, yes.
Honestly, yeah. Like, the spell's pretty specific. It's just like a one-room, four-walled hut.
Yeah,
it's
that
pretty
is
pretty simple.
That is weird. Should we put up a blanket or something?
I suggested one of those bead curtains.
Yeah.
I guess no one goes for bead curtains
no,
in this group.
It's kind of passé, but...
Is Egg still downstairs, or was Egg able to climb back up?
Egg can fly.
Okay.
So I don't know why you did all that.
Just
silly.
Make up this character. All right, so you guys sleep, you rest, you regain whatever you need to regain.
Do you think Joe argued for rest just so he could use the bathroom?
I think he did.
I think Joe heard Troy say the word bathroom and then was like, oh, yeah, I gotta go.
I told my wife, I was like, yeah, in the middle of the show, Joe just gets up and pees. And she goes, what? Like in front of the audience?
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, God.
She was astounded. There was an episode of Androids and Aliens back in the day. I've told this story. I've joked about it. Where we were going long, and I just pissed myself because I didn't want to get up.
Wait, did you really?
I just pissed myself, and I said, I'll fucking clean it up later. I got a show to do.
That's insane.
That's a little unhealthy.
Yeah, I don't think he should have done that at all.
There was no reason to do that.
I'm a bit of a psychopath.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And it felt fun. Welcome back, Joe.
Hey, buddy.
Oh, Atticus died, by the way.
Yeah, he died. The cozy cabin collapsed on his face. It's the next day. Give yourself whatever. Yeah! Are you climbing down?
I love it!
Are you climbing down these footholds? I'm not going to make you roll climb checks and shit. Just get down there. Who's going first?
Ethel.
Ethel goes down. You notice that the carvings on the wall of these angels, they're smiling like the ones up here, but they're kind of like vicious, like they look hungry in a way. They've been getting progressively more and more sadistic looking.
I don't want anyone to be alarmed by the carvings, the bas-relief. It's a little bit erotic, just so everyone just be aware.
Erotic?
Yes.
What?
There's
what?
Nothing erotic about it at all.
It's quite erotic, and I don't want Father Bubbles to be alarmed when he sees it for the first time. I know he's never been to this level of the Mysterium.
Ethel, no, I was never allowed down.
Ethel, I don't think these are erotic. I think these are quite horrifying, actually, and it's making me second guess so much about you.
I don't understand.
God, that is so evident these days. Anyway, Eris, shall we walk together?
Yeah,
are you
let's
not a
go.
Fan of erotic art?
You reached the bottom of the shaft.
Thank you, for Christ's sake.
As you get closer to the bottom, you see this fog that fucking poppet, the egg.
Egg, yeah.
Hard-boiled egg saw. There's a, like, you can't see beyond 5 feet. It's very dark down there. You, like, look up ahead, Ethel, and you can kind of see, looks like a passageway up ahead. You turn to the right, and looks like there might be a passageway going down, but when you turn back, now that passageway you just looked at isn't there anymore.
Oh, no.
Oh, this is amazing.
Uh-uh.
Ethel blinks, cleans his glasses. Things are weird down here. Could the smart people come?
I'm on my way.
What do you mean? What did you see?
There was a passage right there, and then I looked over to that passage there, and then that passage was gone.
Perhaps it is illusory. Or perhaps things are actually changing. Can I do an Arcana check to see if this is... Oh, an old trick.
Do you go down there?
Down the shaft? Like, aren't we all already down?
Yeah. Did you all go down? Okay.
Yeah, Soupy and Pepsi go down.
I want to go down. I don't really want to
I want to climb.
Okay, don't worry about the fucking chest.
Yeah, exactly. Like, that's what you said, right? So I feel like we're all down there.
All right, great.
Yeah.
And so he's moving up to Ethel. He's getting kind of close to Ethel as Ethel describes the situation. And he's going to say, try to do an arcana check to see if this visible hallway, disappearing hallway, is anything he might know about from a spell.
I'm gonna do that as well.
Okay.
25.
I feel
How many
like
dice
Aris
have
would
I rolled tonight?
Two.
That's a second natural one.
Oh. Joe! Well, for what it's worth, I think that Aris would look at it from an occultism perspective.
I think he's pandering. I think you have loaded one die.
I hate rolling natural one.
Why do you keep doing it then?
It sucks. It makes you look stupid. And everyone hates you when you do it.
I hate him so much.
At your table, when you're with your friends, and you roll a natural one, they all hate you.
Yeah.
It's true. Yeah.
Is that why you think we hate you?
Hey, Matthew. You're on fire tonight. Bottle cap.
Hey, all right.
To Joe Bottle Cap.
Nice. You can use it to buy him a drink later at the after party. All right. Natural one and a 25. You don't know what's going on down here. It's very disorienting. You all are kind of feeling this thing that Ethel felt. Like, you look up ahead and you kind of see through the fog. Again, there's no light down here. But every time you turn and look back, even if that passageway is no longer there, it seems changed ever so slightly. Like you're very quickly, you don't know up from down. You look back and you do see the shaft is still there, but you just feel very, very off. Now, like the previous levels of the library, there are these carvings of angels upon the walls. But the ones in this level, remember I told you they were looking hungry. Now they're all dancing and cavorting, but
told you.
Some of them have these like sly expressions, like they're just like looking right at you, like they know something, and they don't want to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's awesome.
Take it a step further is like as you're examining this one small little area here, because again, you can't be on 5 feet. The angels on the wall, not unlike the hallways, begin to change. You're like, wasn't there just one angel there before? And now there's three? Wasn't that one smiling and now it's angry?
Yes.
Something very, very off-putting is happening.
Very unsettling. It's like being in a fun house.
Father Bubbles says,
yes, sir.
This is the Cipher Obscura. I've only read about this level of the Mysterium. All is not as it seems.
How do we proceed?
Slowly.
What?
Slowly, and with me in the back.
Oh, I thought I said you. Okay.
All right. Which way? Aldo? Atticus?
Well, there is, at this point, truly no way to know how to get back here. I don't know how else to do it. I feel as if we must move forward, make our decisions as they come, but I have no way to know how to return.
Well, when in doubt, my young friend, always follow your nose.
I would like to make a perception check to follow my nose.
All right, Skid.
30.
Whoa.
Can we then follow the expert?
Stop it. Let's go to the map.
Yeah!
You start to smell. It's very stale down here and rotten. Not like dead body rotten, but there's a very foul smell that isn't mold or must. And it floats through the air, and it's coming from both the south and the east, which looks like the only two ways you can push forward.
I have no memory of this place. Well,
why would you have a memory of this place?
Well, I don't know. We lost so much memory. Let's flip a coin. Do you have a coin?
I have a coin.
Flip it.
What do the sides mean?
Heads and tails.
No, but what...
What a dick.
I mean, like, what does heads mean? What does tails
see,
mean?
Oh, I see. I didn't understand your question. Heads we go... What was it, south? Heads we go south, tails we go east.
Heads south, tails east. Yep. Okay. She takes her coin that has a skull on one side and two skulls on the other side.
Is that a real coin?
Yeah, it is. Shit. Tails. I just realized I don't know what the sides mean. Because it's not,
yeah,
it's,
I was wondering. I hope you do. Because
damn it, Kate.
Tails. I'm going to say two right. means tails.
Yes.
So the south?
Yes. No. We will let fate rule our course.
East.
And we will go east.
Oh, east.
Weest.
Okay. Weest.
East. East.
Suki hooks arms with Eris as they walk side by side. Oops.
Can
side
we just,
by side.
There we go.
Can we just admire the fog effect that's going on?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's actually amazing. If you zoom in,
it's
like,
very spooky.
Stick with me. I'm learning things.
I've told you the story when I first got an Amazon Echo and it started blinking in a weird light.
Yeah.
I didn't know what it meant. I said, Alexa, what are you doing? And it said, listening. And learning.
Yeah, yeah.
And I unplugged it right there.
Yeah, yeah.
The hallway continues to stretch to the east. What do you do?
Do we feel any creepy feelings?
Atticus is going to do...
Perception?
Perception, yeah.
Perception.
Just the floor to see if there's any push plates or traps of that nature.
Suki will do a perception as
well. Yeah.
Oh, dude. Yes. 37.
Oh, man.
Wow.
37.
Ethel, just not so quickly. We don't know if we may see something off.
You don't see anything.
Ethel, go quickly. What are you doing?
Okay.
Why do you linger?
I go up to the corner and I peek around the corner. Perception check?
Sure.
Okay. 21, 22.
21, 22. Very quiet. Very quiet. Again, your vision obscured. You look to sort of the southeast there, and you see a door, but then you look again, and the door is gone.
God. Oh, this is
can
so
I go to where
awesome.
The door? Can I go to where the door was?
Uh-huh.
And... I'm just trying to see, like, try to open the door as if it were there. I'm trying to will my mind into cool. believing.
Super cool.
Dude, I'm fucking making magic back here. Yeah, what do you want to do? I'm very enamored with
Troy
the
is
process.
A big Troy fan.
Really? You haven't picked up on Troy that. Right now.
Ethel will go to the door where the door was.
Yes.
And he is going to try to will his mind into believing that it is still there, and he will see if he can open the door.
Yeah.
And it's just like an illusion that he can't see through.
Give me a...
I think your internet's frozen.
Buffering.
Perception check.
Natural 4. That's a 23.
Grabbing at what you think was a doorknob, and it's not working. Anybody else want to roll a perception there?
Yeah.
You're seeing the same thing that he's seeing.
I do, and Troy, I don't know if this matters, if this is
magical. I haven't
heard
much from you tonight, Sydney.
Me?
Yes. Maybe Indianapolis isn't Sydney.
What?
Jen Conson!
I need this!
Jen Conson! Jen Conson!
Jen Conson.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Those four people like you.
That's plenty for me.
What do you do, Sead?
I just wanted... I don't know what you said, but thank you.
I think it might be cake country.
I have Storm.
Put them against each other.
Oh, I see what you're doing.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah,
hitting the whip against each other.
Quick, what are our names? Tell us apart right now.
Name a woman.
Name any
name
woman.
A woman.
Margaret Thatcher.
Damn it. Shit. You win this time.
Name
Margaret
a woman.
Thatcher. Name I have Stormborn, Troy, so I don't take any circumstance penalties to seeing like elemental stuff, so weather, concealed by fog. It specifically says concealed by fog. So
if
you have something going on behind the screen.
Give me a little perception check.
Okay. 27. Wasn't that good?
It's pretty good. Same thing. Like, you're seeing a door, and then the door disappears. You look down the hallway. The hallway's, like, bending. Every time you look, it's going in a different direction.
Atticus is going to try to peer through this as if it may be an illusion, some sort of trick of the eye, and he rolls a 31.
I rolled a 34.
Oh. Who rolled it first?
I was going to go, but, you know, men...
Name a man.
Name a man.
I'm serious. Name
dad.
A man.
My dad.
Rodan?
Does he have a name?
Her dad.
You don't know your dad's name. She can't even say it.
She only names men in reference to her.
John anyway. Stamos.
John Stamos.
John Stamos. John Stamos.
Been spelling my name wrong this whole time.
Schwung.
Anyway.
The door is visible to Eris. Excuse me. Yes, Eris. And Shitbird.
Ratman.
Ratman.
Atticus is like, Ethel, it is still there.
We can see
it's
it.
It's a trick of the eye. Go. Open it. Oh, no. Okay.
I think one of us needs to do it.
Yeah. Atticus will move.
There's nothing there, guys.
Atticus will move. I don't like you at all. Atticus will shit.
Open the door.
Oh, no.
I know. Look.
Just a little chamber pot sitting next to you all night.
The door?
Just little rat pellets
you
falling
will never find it.
Ping, 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 thump, 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 thump. Do you poop like a real rat?
Do you consume your own feces?
Yeah. I don't think we've really got into your backstory about how you poop.
Yeah, yeah.
And your anatomy fully.
Yeah. A criminally underexplored aspect of your character, Joe.
But
I poop like the rich. The same as you.
Same copper pot.
Atticus will... God, I do want to open this door.
Why don't you just open the door?
I'll open it if you want.
I'll open the door. Yeah.
Open the door!
There's a lot going on in old Joe O'Brien's head. I'll open the door.
Give me three things you're thinking about.
I'm thinking about how I always bitch about people just not opening the door. I'm thinking about how I'm so unbelievably weak that exposed to something first could kill the entire party. And I'm thinking about having a drink after this show.
I am also thinking about those three things. You open the door.
You open the door and you see a room that is crammed with cases, shelves, cabinets, along a large number of preserved snake skins and the skull of some sort of large fish.
Pepsi, don't look. I cover Pepsi's eyes.
This screen here is kind of blown out by the stage lights. Can you guys see the fog? Do you see? All right. Can we actually, Gabby, can we actually bring down the stage lights just for a second? Just to show what this looks like. I don't even know if he's in there. He might be having dinner.
It looks amazing.
All right. Yeah. Good try. Yeah, but it's like sort of slowly drifting through the room. Oh, there we go.
There we go.
So bring him down, and let's see if you can see.
Ooh. I love performing in the dark. Hey.
How badass is that?
I like
this.
This
is fun. That's going to fuck video, but it's cool for you guys. Holy shit, huh?
That's just so cool.
Davey Mack for the side of Troy.
Yeah. Oh, wait, you built that? You inserted the fog?
Sure did.
Wow.
Ladies and gentlemen, Troy LaValle. Nice.
No. No, don't thank me. Thank Foundry VTT.
Gen Con Troy.
Gen Con Troy! You're getting thank a chat, buddy! Big shout out to that sorority over there that's a big fan of Troy.
All right, let's bring those lights
I'll
back
see
up.
You back
thank you, Gavin. I really appreciate it.
See you back at the Purdue dorm, ladies.
The Purdue dorm, ladies.
It's been a few hours since I
go
banged
Boilermakers.
That lift driver.
All right.
All right. You see a room. Now, whereas the previous floor, there were fucking shelves everywhere, here it's not like that. Here it's all these angel faces, sly looks, changing. This room is packed. So whereas they just kind of left that shit all out upstairs, here it's loaded. Who's going in? What are you doing?
Ethel will go in.
Okay.
Ethel, you're so brave.
And I'll do a perception check once I'm inside.
Okay. Is anyone else...
Suki walks in behind Ethel very slowly, carefully.
Atticus stays outside of the room. Just after opening the door, just like watching them walk in, and is just kind of doing a perception from afar on what's going on in there, and is going to wait to see if there's any... are you okay? I think you're hurting yourself.
I lost a D4.
Yeah, there we
there
go.
There we go.
Tiny.
You can always count on the Nash.
There we go.
Thank you.
Yeah, let's thank our first responders out there in the front rows.
It's Neon Green Jr.
It's mini Neon Green. David Winters gave this to me.
Oh, aww. No way. Oh,
I think it was at Gen Con a few years ago.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
1915. See, that's stupid, Sydney, to do that. Anyways, what are you guys doing? I wasn't listening. I was looking.
Perception.
Perception. All right. What about you, Atticus? Are you going to the room? Are you doing anything?
My name's not Atticus, but I'm going to stay
the game for 6 years.
Yeah. Whatever.
Aldo, what are you doing?
I'm going to stay outside the room with Atticus. And
let's let the employees go in.
Yeah. No. Exactly. Being management has its perks. You know what I mean. So
yes,
we're going to take
does.
Advantage.
Okay. Eris,
Eris
what are you
is
doing?
Also outside the room, going, "Yeah, we should let the employees go in first."
And then, yeah, Atticus just high fives her. It's like,
yeah.
He turns to Aldo. He's like, "I told you, she gets it."
No, she does. Yeah, I think she's management material.
She is management material.
I see big things.
She's
in
going
the future.
To run this outfit one day.
No, I think so.
Suki, what are you doing?
I walked into the room with Pepsi behind Ethel very slowly, and she's saying, "Ethel, don't touch anything."
What?
All right, Suki and Ethel, give me a perception check.
Okay. That is going to be a 30.
30?
Ooh.
What about Sooks?
37.
Ooh.
Hey, Suki, what level perception are you?
Oh, this is awesome.
Expert.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
It's pretty good.
It's a plus 20 expert, and I rolled a 17.
Okay.
So pretty good.
So Ethel comes in.
Ask her what level he is.
I don't
Why?
Care. You didn't.
I'm a master.
Oh.
See?
Wow.
That was really aggressive.
That was Sydney, not Suki. Okay.
The punishment didn't fit the crime.
That was like that time. What'd you tell me to do? He was like, piss on your own ass.
Piss on your
sometimes,
ass.
Sometimes, I don't know what it's it really is with Matthew. He makes me say the most out of pocket things. Like, it piss comes out of my mouth, and I'm like, what did I just say? I don't even know. That wasn't me. I'm so sorry.
Ethel walks in the room, big stupid oaf, and he doesn't see anything.
Roll a 30.
That's such a good Ethel.
Table! Table!
However, Suki, dying to have a moment in this show.
Trying so hard.
I'm rolling so well and nothing's happening.
Can't help but notice the books on the shelves start to shake. Like out of fucking Ghostbusters.
Ethel.
And like just
Ethel. Vroom, Ethel. Vroom, vroom,
vroom, vroom, start falling. What do you guys do? What do the two of you do?
I roll initiative. Wait, what are we doing?
It's a little meta, but go on.
Ethel will move his hulking form to block Suki and absorb all the books.
Oh my god.
Wow. This is what he does.
Now who's the asshole?
Unbelievable.
This is what he does. Watch out, Suki.
This martyr behavior. Suki is warning Ethel, because he clearly didn't see as he bumps into the table and knocks over precious artifacts. Uh-huh. And she is like, Ethel, the books! And she will prepare to, you know, cast, produce flame or like something to stop them.
Both of you give me a will save. Give yourself no bonus.
So I'm rolling my brand new Malachite Boulder D20 from Norse Foundry.
Norse Foundry.
Hey, wait, where Norse Foundry? Where's Norse Foundry in the house tonight? Are they here?
Yeah! That's what I love about Gen Con. It's like they're in the house, hanging out. Gen Con!
Eric has assured me that this is synthetic malachite, and I could eat it and not be poisoned.
What?
But I probably won't do that. Okay, Natty 17.
There we go.
34.
Pretty good. Sydney?
Roll the die that someone gave me is so nice. It's a three.
Oh.
Just a three.
No need. Sydney's doing math.
The math was really easy.
I didn't even touch it that time.
I rolled a three. It was so easy to do the math.
What's the total?
25.
Hmm. Ooh. Couple Steves are going to happen.
Couple Steves are going to happen.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Wait. He might just be asleep. It's Jen. Try.
Oh, wait. Pepsi has to roll.
God damn it. You have a way of ruining every moment.
Wow.
Jesus.
21. Roll a four.
You have to be like really nervous right now.
I know.
Ethel takes 61 points of damage.
Oh my god!
Oh, this is very
He
bad.
Is confused and frightened too.
Oh no.
Oh my god.
It was a natural 17 I rolled.
Suki and Pepsi. Take 122 points of damage. They are confused, frightened three, and would be fleeing if they weren't possibly permanently dead.
Oh, they're like, definitely.
I am going to bring up the rules.
Right?
No, you're fine. Don't worry about it. They're
don't
fine.
Worry about it. I know what's happening. What'd you say? Confused and frightened.
She's not
three?
Fine. But she's not permanently dead.
So what happens? It's a will save, but what's going on?
So,
describe it. Stop making shit up. The books that are falling off the shelves and like flipping open start screaming. And like and it's almost like the words are being lifted off the page and shouted at you. And you're just like, ah! 61, 122 points of damage. I'm assuming you're still up.
Yeah.
Are you just... is your brain pudding?
So, yeah. So Suki, like, grasps at her head and is, like, twisting around in violent pain. And she looks down, and Pepsi is like a hognose snake, if you guys are familiar. When they flip upside down, they play dead. But then it, like, continues to flip upside down if you try to pick it up and mess with it to make you think that it's still dead. So she looks down, and she sees her poor baby Pepsi is, like, flipping upside down, like, continually, and then stops moving.
What is Pepsi's maximum hit points?
94.
Okay.
So he's okay, but... And Suki, like... lowers her hands and looks at her hands and there's like blood coming from her ears and she is kind of almost like on a knee but she's still up.
Wow.
And what? She wipes the blood on her robe and she's getting ready to cast a heal on her baby.
No, you're not. You're confused. You're getting ready to attack Ethel.
And you're
Pepsi.
Fleeing.
Yeah, or Pepsi.
Or Pepsi.
And you're fleeing, aren't you?
I guess
you?
We'll just roll for initiative.
Oh, yeah, no, they
oh, shit!
may kill each other.
This is the greatest night ever.
No.
All right, so just you stayed out of the room. You're just watching this go down. You see them both like... Let's see what happens. I mean...
All right.
Go ahead.
Hold on. This is important. There's a lot of shit going down here.
Yeah.
We see them bucking, seemingly in pain, taking massive amounts of damage.
Screaming out loud.
Well, we have no idea of the source of the damage. We don't see books. We don't see anything.
You heard that screaming, but being outside of the room, you weren't within the range of it. You're like, where the hell's that screaming coming from? The books? That would be crazy!
So we did hear the screaming.
You heard the scream.
But it seems to be tearing through them.
Yeah.
All right.
Confused. You don't have your wits about you. Attack wildly. You're off guard. You don't treat anyone as your ally, though they might still treat you as theirs. And you can't delay, ready, or use reactions. You use all of your actions to strike or cast offensive cantrips. But I can have you do this shit, too.
Yeah. This is just a really horrible situation because there is no enemy.
If you have visible enemy, you will only attack each other.
If you
have no other viable targets, you target yourself. Automatically hitting.
But aren't you fleeing?
You're also fleeing. I thought you were just down.
Yeah,
so you're also fleeing.
Am I running past?
So you're basically fleeing, and you're going to probably attack the people in the hallway. We're going to have some fun right now. Let's see. It's fun just putting up an initiative tracker with no monsters. It's just you dummies.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, so what did you roll, Suki?
27.
Oh, my God. I would love to kill someone here tonight.
No. Come on.
Atticus?
I'm okay.
You
thought
remember?
I wasn't involved.
No, you're involved. You're about to kill Suki.
Shit. 20.
Okay. Aldo?
I also got a 20.
20 for Aldo as well. Okay. Ethel?
I love how me and you are both like, 20.
Yeah.
Let's just see how this plays out.
Yeah, let's,
I rolled a 32.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, my God. If he crits her, Eris?
32.
Oh!
There you go.
Oh!
It must have been love. But it's all.
Is Eris going to have to put Ethel down?
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
Oh, well, my God. This is so good.
Before the show, we were all given very generous gifts of smut novels.
Yeah.
And I feel like this is right out of a smut novel.
Oh, yeah.
Eris taking him out.
All right, well, this is interesting. Where both Ethel and Eris rolled the same initiative, you guys decide who goes first.
Wow.
Eris.
Ladies
first.
Shit.
Even in my confused state, I'm still chivalrous.
Troy.
Yeah.
Where's Father Dick?
Oh.
Where's the bubbles? Oh, bubbles.
As if I take damage, I get to try to get out of my confused state.
Hello.
Hello.
What's going on in there?
What did you roll, Father Dick?
I won.
What do you want to do?
All right, so...
Curse.
They are confused.
Now, you don't know that. Like, you just see a look in their eyes that looks crazy. Okay.
So I think that this would make sense to her to do. Just to whom? To Suki or to Ethel?
Keep in mind, anytime you take damage from an attack or a spell, you can attempt a DC 11 flat check to recover from the confused condition. But other than that, you're just kind of effed. You're also off guard.
Sees.
That's good. Because I need to take some damage.
Yeah.
She sees both Suki and Ethel have like that deranged look in their eyes that she just had like last night fighting those two wild beasts upstairs. So she sees Suki in front of her and reaches out her hand and casts Clear Mind.
Whoa!
What
does that do?
I can drive mental contamination from the target's mind. I can attempt to counteract an effect of my choice, imposing one of these conditions on the target, fleeing, frightened, or stupefied.
Okay.
So I would like to... she's frightened and fleeing?
I'm fleeing because I'm frightened, but I'm frightened and confused.
Frightened three, confused, and fleeing.
Yeah.
Okay, so since they're separate... I feel like I want to try to counteract frightened since that's causing fleeing.
Okay. I mean, yeah. Okay.
Okay.
So give me a counteract check against the DC of the hazard.
Counteract checks are a new thing to me.
Okay.
So I roll a d20.
Mm-hmm. Let's start there. Well,
and add my spell DC?
Yeah, just add that. Not your DC, but your spell attack modifier for now. Or like your arcana or your occult.
No. You're just making shit up.
Just trying to make it easier.
Maybe spit beer everywhere.
Okay.
What if your spell
36. I rolled a natural 16.
And you're successful.
Okay.
Nice.
So you remove the frightened condition.
Does that remove just one or all
of
it?
No, the whole shebang,
it's removed.
Right?
Okay.
Yeah, you're removing
the attempt
condition.
To counteract an effect of my choice, imposing one of these conditions on the target.
Yeah.
Fleeing, you know what, frightened, Kate? Or stupefied.
We do this that often. It's a Kate bottle cap.
Yeah!
She earned it.
Nice.
Would like to thank all of you out there who never stop believing in me.
The ribbon in your hair match your dress.
What'd you say about my ribbons?
Gen Con Kate.
Sorry, I can't hear you.
Gen Con Kate.
Gen Con Kate.
I said the ribbons in your hair match your dress.
I know. It's fashion. Look it up.
What a fun accident.
So I'm not fleeing anymore because I'm not frightened anymore, correct?
You're still fleeing. You made up that thing about the...
Oh, I thought it was...
No, she said fleeing was one of them, but you can only dispel one of them.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, never mind.
But you're fleeing because you were frightened, so you're not frightened anymore.
I'm not frightened anymore.
No, there's no causal relationship.
Stop it.
Got it.
And then she darts her eyes over to Ethel and she casts shield on herself.
Okay.
That's dark.
Wow.
You could hit me. You know?
Well, now it's Ethel's turn, and Ethel, I'm going to have you attack Suki.
Okay, great. Okay. All right.
What did I even ask about my conditions? Crit.
So I have a D20 here that someone in the audience gave me tonight.
So mean.
The 20 is the symbol of the Elder Gods, and the idea is it's supposed to protect you and your mind.
Oh.
From danger of the Elder Gods.
Ooh.
I rolled it when I received it, and I rolled a natural 4.
I think he's going to crit her.
Okay. With the Warhammer. Natural 14.
For a total up.
36.
Sydney, what is Suki's AC?
It's not a 36. It's a 27.
Okay. Well, that's important.
So it's not a close. Crit.
But it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Well, it does matter.
Not a crit.
Right, and you were frightened too, so that lower.
It's already in there.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So let's see if you could flense.
God,
he might be able to flense her.
No, I'm not going to flense because I don't think. If you're confused, I don't think I have the wherewithal to do a double slice.
That's up to me.
I'm just going to.
And I think you're you have your wits about you.
That is going to be okay. 23 points of damage of bludgeoning and 5 points of cold.
I'm already down.
Dying one.
Dying
for Suki.
One.
Dying.
Jesus, what on earth?
All right, now what do I do, Troy?
Spit on her.
No, I have to use all my actions to attack.
I'm going to have you attack her unconscious corpse. This is Gen Con! Yeah.
Do I have to keep track of my negative hit points now? No.
No,
no.
You're just going to die.
Oh, right.
If he crits you right now, by the way, your AC lowered.
Per the rules, the target is determined randomly by the GM.
Fair.
Well, yeah, those are the rules, but...
I see...
Oh, I guess if Pepsi's also down...
And I see two viable targets standing in the door.
That's fair. That's very fair.
I would rather die than have Pepsi die.
I'll roll.
Wait.
Ready?
What's what?
I know. Sydney, you gotta attack Sydney.
Oh, no. What are the odds?
That's crazy that,
that is
I rolled
wild.
That.
I can't believe that happened.
Yep.
Son of a bitch.
Wild.
If you crit, she goes to dying 3.
I'm going to roll. I also received this mini chonk D20 from another kind listener in the audience tonight.
Very nice.
It's Johnny Dice Seed over there.
Yes.
Okay. Hatchet or Warhammer, Troy?
Oh, jeepers. Warhammer.
Okay.
Smasher Skullin.
Sorry, Sydney. Crack die.
Oh, I bet on a natural 20. Best Gen Con ever.
Thanks for the die.
Matthew, you do the honors. What did you roll?
I rolled a natural 20.
Dying three!
This is
Oh, yeah, fan critical.
Unbelievable.
Oh my God, fan critical.
Fan critical.
No!
Oh man.
No!
Which one of you will be responsible for the death of Suki?
Oh my God, this is amazing.
You all are animals right
after
now.
After the show. And I will hang out and have a good time. And it's all good. It's just a game. It's okay.
That's Sydney Manuel.
Hey, Sydney, can we hang out after the show?
You know what? I feel... You know what, Matthew? I feel like an affinity toward you because I feel like you and I'm making my way to achieve what you have achieved on the Glass Cannon, which is the most dead player characters.
Wow.
Ooh! So wow. I feel like...
It was like kind of nice, but also biting.
Yeah, yeah.
This like, is like the
hurts,
real.
It hurts, but only because you know how deep that cut goes.
It feels like you're complimenting me.
Yep. Doesn't it feel that
but
way?
But it doesn't really feel that way.
Is there a crit in here that takes someone straight to like dying for?
There is a crit that may save your life.
Oh.
This is wild. Wild that this is what randomly comes up. All right, is there any chance that Nicholas Graham is here? Yeah, perfect.
Couldn't get a ticket.
Because Troy would murder you at this moment.
Come on.
Nicholas Graham from Indianapolis, Indiana, splitting hairs. Ooh. You've hit your opponent so tremendously hard that the laws of the game itself must become even more nitpicky. This, you can do whatever you want with this.
I like it already.
Normal damage. Which perhaps does not reduce her to dying three. Shut up.
I agree with that
asshole person you have to be like, it does. It does.
Normal damage, double damage.
Normal damage, and the target immediately becomes frightened three. And must make. Exactly. Must make a fortitude save or become enfeebled three as well. But she's already down.
I'm down.
So yeah. It's an odd situation.
Dying three.
Dying three. A lot of Suki haters in the audience tonight.
You know, during the meet and greet, people were like, I love you playing a druid. I think you play Suki really well. I think Pepsi's great. You
they
know,
all...
Fuck the haters. And I hear a lot of haters. A lot of Suki haters.
They're they not haters. They just they thirst for blood. They don't care whose blood.
I get it. I get it.
To be also to just play it by the book, you're not prone. Fortitude save negates.
Would you shut up?
I'm gonna die standing up. Thank you very much.
Ethel, are you done?
No.
Jesus Christ!
All right.
No.
I need a D6.
This is
where are you going?
As bad as it gets. Don't fuck up the whole stage.
Come on, man. I'm nothing. If I am not fair,
you're nothing.
You're nothing.
1, 2, 3, Suki. 4, 5, 6, Pepsi.
What about Aldo?
No, they're too far away.
They're not within range.
I can move to them. The confusion.
No, you can't. You can't do it.
Can't do it. They are the targets. 1, 2, 3, Suki. 4, 5, 6, Pepsi.
No one can see it.
It's a. Hey.
It's a 4.
Oh my god.
Oh dude, that's awesome.
No.
Well, shut up. If you
please
die, you end
Jesus
Pepsi
Jesus Christ.
Hammer or hatchet.
Let's smash that snake.
27 to hit.
Is that a crit?
That doesn't hit.
No.
With Pepsi has barding that I bought for him. He has a 28 DC.
Even when he's unconscious?
AC. What?
Even when he's unconscious and off guard?
Stop it. Everyone shut up. Shut up.
This is what she's like.
Frightened. Hold on. I never had a snake before. Fuck!
It hits. It 1,000%
yes,
hits.
Yes, it's a 27. With frightened, it's a 27.
With the frightened?
Yes.
And off guard?
That adds everything in, yes.
Okay. That's insane.
It doesn't make any sense that dying does not add off guard.
He's not, well...
Well, you're prone, so... Well, I guess Pepsi's always prone.
I added it, too. I added prone in the last time.
What is the snake's DC without the negatives?
The AC.
AC.
It's not working.
What?
It's not working.
Prone, frightened, which includes off guard, source
and
prone.
What's
oh, fuck.
Yeah, exactly. 25.
It doesn't, it's not a crit. No. It's a 25. Oh, no.
Dying two.
It's the program.
Dying three.
That wasn't
Pepsi
me.
Pepsi was already dying two.
So it's dying three.
Dying three. So Suki and Pepsi are dying three.
Wait. Why is Pepsi at dying three?
Because he was already at dying. Oh, no, he wasn't.
No,
dying.
He wasn't.
I'm
he
sorry.
Wasn't.
But now he's at dying one.
Dying one, yeah.
Fair enough.
Dying Pepsi two. Is dying two.
What did you roll?
He hit. You had dying one. He hit. Dying two.
No, Pepsi was still up, right? Or no?
Oh,
Pepsi
no, he was went down. You're right. Sorry. Yes.
Things are getting heated.
God damn it.
Suki, dying three. Pepsi, dying two. This is fun. Suki now moves
this
in the
is,
initiative
this is
order.
Insane.
Every character I have dies.
Before Ethel.
I'm no longer frightened, too. I'm
oh,
frightened
how
one.
Nice for you.
Wait, were you ever frightened, too?
Yes.
Well, you should have been frightened one immediately, no, right? You're brave, aren't you?
Oh, shit.
Yes.
You buffoon.
So what does that mean?
Yeah, so I was frightened one, so I would have reduced them, but I rolled ridiculous on the
right,
first
right.
hit.
Right, right, it doesn't
on
matter for
20.
The kids, yeah.
Foolish Italian.
So wait, actually, did I miss Pepsi?
No.
She
thought that if her original miscalculation was correct, then you would have hits Pepsi, but...
Do you have any more moves?
Thank God, no.
It's Aldo's turn.
Okay.
Aldo, Atticus, let me at him.
Please someone hit me.
Let me at him.
You just watched Ethel kill me.
Let me at him.
Help me.
Aldo's
it's
turn.
It's you guys.
I don't know if Confused gets a flat check.
That is not what the text says.
No, it's if you take damage.
Oh, yeah, you did take damage.
I did not take damage.
You didn't take damage.
She's unconscious.
You took a lot of damage. My God, if he crit and killed her, that'd be amazing. All right, Aldo, see this go down. Move on to the next.
What?
It's your turn!
I don't know. I don't know what to do. It's like, she shouts out, please stop fighting! That was a three action speech.
Bubble says, you tried your best. Puts a hand on your shoulder.
If you want to hold, Eris wants to do something.
I'll just hold. I'll hold.
All right, well, it's Atticus's turn.
I will not hold.
Okay.
You see a chance here.
I'm going to attempt, yeah. Finally. We can cut some payroll. Trim the fat, so to speak. No, he is seeing... He has no idea what caused this. In fact, I'm going to do recall knowledge.
just to see if I can tell what's happening here with this, what's happening to them, and if I could, you know, dispel it or stop it from affecting them further. So could I do maybe Arcana, or do you want to roll it, or for recall knowledge? I'll use an action for
what's
that.
What's your Arcana?
My Arcana is like 23-ish, 23.
You know nothing.
Jon Snow. And now we can't air this on YouTube. No, he doesn't know what's going on, but he sees Ethel mercilessly hacking at the corpse of...
Oh, pound, God. Pounding.
Suki and Pepsi. He hits both of them.
Yeah, I don't give a shit about Pepsi. Stop.
He's hammering them like a side of veal.
All right, this is kind of weird.
So awful.
I don't have like straight up magic that will help Suki right now. But what he will do is he's going to attempt to reach into Ethel's mind.
Okay.
Ooh. And I'm going to cast a level 5 spell that I have not cast before. Wow. Because it's just shitty and it sucks. Especially when your GM is Troy. But I feel like in this situation, it may be all right. It's a spell known as Hallucination. Ooh. So he is going to cast into Ethel's mind that Suki is not there. You can, as part of the spell, within the text, the target consistently detects one thing as another or can't detect that something is there. So he's going to try to trick Ethel's mind into thinking that something's not there. And seeing as he's confused, this seems likely to be, you know, more likely to affect him in this moment. So that Suki would kind of vanish in front of his eyes.
I like it. If you succeed, you will get a bottle cap.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
This is tricky. You need to attempt a will save. I don't know if you take any penalties to that when you're confused. But
well,
you
frightened he does.
I'm no longer frightened.
Oh, you're not at all?
Because I was frightened 1, and now my turn ended, so I went down to frightened 0.
That is correct.
All right. Malachite. Boulder D20. Norse Foundry. I believe I want to hallucinate. Is what I'm rolling for.
Yeah,
right?
You want to
fail.
Yeah,
you want to roll low.
Or easier ways.
Come on, Norse Foundry.
Natural 3.
Yeah! Yeah!
Fucking A! Yes! 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 Come on with this!
I need a beer right now. This is awesome. All right, so natural 3 results in a...
20.
Critical failure.
Yeah!
The creature perceives what you believe until you choose it disbelieves. It trusts its false senses. It takes a -4 circumstance penalty on any save to disbelieve. So anyway, at the moment, she just vanishes from your vision, and she is not there.
Okay.
Cool.
But somebody has to help Suki.
So confused.
He's like, he's holding out his hands and he's like, I've erased her from his mind. He doesn't see her for the moment, but she is dying. We must help her. That's his turn.
Bottle cap worthy. Here's how this works. It's Eris's turn, and then Suki rolls the death save.
Oof.
Eris.
But you delayed, right, Aldo?
Yeah, Aldo delayed.
So you could act before
could
Suki.
Act. Yeah, yeah.
He's still talking to Bubbles. Eris, what do you do?
She had her sights set on Ethel, but now that he doesn't seem to see Suki, she again focuses on Suki and tries to cast Soothe.
What is that?
Talk to me about Sue.
I grace my target's mind, boosting its mental defenses and healing its wounds. The target regains 1d10 plus 4 hit points when I cast a spell and gains a plus 2 status bonus to saves against mental effects for the duration.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Yes.
Lightsaber.
Yes.
I'll take a bottle cap, please.
I already gave you one.
Okay, so 1d10. 8 plus 4 is 12. So she gets 12 points of healing back. You get that plus 2 status bonus. So you just, you wake up, I guess, right?
Yeah.
You wake prone. You're no longer dying.
Oh. Are the books still howling at us? Like,
the books are no longer howling at you ever since that your turn.
So that was two actions. And then with my last action, I again raise shield on myself.
Do you have a one action spell that can hurt me?
Do I have a one action spell that can hurt you?
Cantrip.
Why? Oh, because then you can...
I can get out of the
confusion. He gets a flat check.
Slap him.
Slap him? I'd have to walk up to him.
That's true. She would have to walk up.
With mage hand.
I don't have mage hand.
Oh, man.
Honestly,
I'm
like...
crying out loud.
Go oh, back going to get a beer.
Oh, actually, let me see. My...
Oh, now it's... okay.
Make spells.
It's a fun Thursday night with my friends. And these guys.
Honestly, yeah.
Yeah!
I always think of Wet Hot American Summer. And they like buy beer, and they walk out like, we got the beer!
It's always fun to go to town. If only for an hour.
What is magic?
Only for an hour.
Matthew, do you got anything left? Fire.
What is Magic Missile called again in the remaster?
Force Barrage!
Force Barrage!
Force Barrage. Force Barrage. You've been barraged by force!
Yeah, one action. One action, one missile, right?
Okay, I do have that.
It's called Oomph.
Okay. Sure. Instead of raising her shield, she casts one action of Force Barrage onto Ethel.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah. Wait, so Force Barrage you can do with just a one action Jones?
You can. Skin? Yeah.
One action, one missile.
One to three.
Plus one.
All right, so give me a DC 11 flat check.
Me?
Not you.
All right. Eric, Drew, Norse Foundry.
Come on, bros.
Natural 15.
There we go!
All right.
You took 2 points
all
of damage.
Right. Suki lived. Eris no longer confused.
Ethel,
whatever the fuck your name is, no one cares.
Eris saved
you're
the
confused.
Day.
You weird backup characters.
You're confused.
I need a death save for Pepsi.
Wait, whose
you
turn?
Shut your mouth when you're talking to
whose
Steve.
Whose turn is it first, though? Suki's.
I'm done. Whose turn is it now?
So Suki
wait.
Is awake.
Wait, is it her turn first?
Yes.
Wait.
Yeah.
You guys went down at the same time.
But it's her animal companion. She goes first, and then Pepsi
even
goes.
If the animal companion is independent.
If you're saying no, I'm going to kick your ass the show. And Kate and I took a Mandalorian martial arts class.
There were rules set at the beginning of the show. I can't make a fist with these nails, but you better watch out.
Somebody brought up a good point.
Yeah.
Pepsi went down first. So I need your death save for Pepsi.
I don't think that's true, but
DC 12.
I'll do it because of the
if
drama.
If you roll a natural one or a natural
stop,
two.
Stop.
Yep, one or two
why
Pepsi's permanent.
Just
dead.
Trying to clarify for those members of the audience who are not familiar with the rules of Pathfinder.
Okay, I rolled an 11. Is that not a 12?
Oh no! Oh no!
Sydney's identifying numbers.
Dying. Dying 3.
Oddly enough, Sydney in 11 is not a 12.
Dying 3.
So the snake is at dying 3.
And now it's Suki's turn. And someone is yelling she's confused. Does she wake up no longer confused after being put down?
Are you still confused?
I don't know.
She would have gotten a flat check when she got hit.
Nope, no flat check for confused.
Yes, when I hit her.
Yes, he did hit me, which caused damage, which
put
me down.
That's right, you did hit her.
Twice.
Twice.
Do the flat check now?
Yeah, do it. Fail.
Jesus Christ. You also get another roll.
You get two.
He hit you twice.
All right, so you failed the first one.
I'm going to switch my die up.
You don't have a single die that's visible on stage.
What? That 20.
Oh! All right, you're no longer confused.
So she wakes up prone on the ground, so hurt still with 12 hit points, and I cast a 6-level heal, 3-action jaunt, 30-foot emanation. So you get hit points back. Pepsi gets hit points back. I get hit points back.
Nice.
And I'll do that math. Brother.
Ethel. Ethel sees Pepsi's form with the distinct markings of ball peen hammer. Tenderized snake meat. He drops to his knees and he goes, "No! Not again! No!" And he weeps openly into his hands.
We almost had fun.
So this was a one-off, John, these books?
Yep, it's
that is
like,
very deadly, though. 120 some points
of
damage.
Messed up.
Oh, that is crazy.
And I rolled really well.
And we all get 84 hit points back as Suki.
Wow.
I heard tell of this room, says Father Bubbles.
Why didn't you say something before?
Why didn't you say anything? Ethel,
it all happened so fast.
Ethel looks up like tears streak down his face. Blood, Suki and Pepsi's blood splattered across him. He's like, and you didn't tell us?
Well, I didn't know that this was the room that I had heard of until you guys started killing each other. I had heard tell that many stewards experienced strange feelings in this room. They tried to just rationalize them away. Maybe they were afraid to admit they felt this sensation out of fear of looking foolish. But whatever has altered the hazards in here has made them much more powerful. Suki, glad you're alive.
She gets up off the ground. Fuck you.
Suki, I was confused.
Fuck you, Ethel.
I'm so sorry.
And she picks up Pepsi and looks at Ethel.
He's like a wet sock.
Father Dick, let's set a ground rule.
Yes.
If there are any rooms that we might find, you should tell us about them first.
All right.
While we're making ground rules, Ethel, perhaps you shouldn't run ahead at every possible opportunity and endanger everyone.
Why come back? She's not finished berating you for doing what you're currently doing.
Sorry. Go on.
She walks over to Eris with Pepsi, and she stops talking to you and looking at you.
Come on, let's go.
Thank you, Eris, for helping me when I was on the ground. And as she walks away, she just Suki, gets muffled.
I know what I've done is beyond forgiveness. But in my defense, I was confused.
That's it?
I wasn't in my right mind.
Oh, please, would you stop overreacting? He was the victim of a spell cast on this room, who knows, ages ago. It's not his choice. He would never do such a thing to Suki.
Well, it was his choice to barge ahead at all times.
He did not barge ahead. I opened the door. He slipped in because he was looking out for all of us. Let's not start fighting amongst each other. That's exactly what Laos would want.
Atticus is right. Let's,
I've never said
Atticus
that before.
Right. I always thought of him as sort of the leader of the group.
Oh.
Wait. No.
Thank you, Suki.
No, what are you talking about?
Hell no. Did you hear what Suki just said?
I mean, he's a paid employee of the...
I don't know if you heard, but Suki said she feels as if I'm the leader of this group.
No.
Perhaps because of my vast intelligence.
No. There's a triarchy minus one. So the two of us are in charge. Like, we're completely equal. It's like a consulship. This is one of us can veto the other. No, we are in charge. You are not in charge. I am not in charge. We are in charge. I want to make that clear. Even though I didn't do anything in that last encounter, I want to make it clear that the two of us are in charge. Equals.
Yes, as I recall, if I run it back, while everyone was screaming and Suki was dying, you said, and I quote, "I delay."
Well,
which is very strange. No, to me in the moment.
Yes, I know. But look, I would point to the outcome. It's very positive. So whatever it was I did, it led to the good.
The boss is taking credit.
That's true leadership, I think.
Right.
I think. I mean, the proof is in the pudding. Vote Eldo Casimir, 2024. Thank you. With my running mate, this tumorous hedgehog that lives in my neck. Together.
I know
Atticus
I'm new
just
here.
He just looks around. He just hears the cheering of crowds. Just like, this illusion is so disturbing. But your words ring true, Aldo. We do run this ship together.
We do. But don't let her honeyed words turn your ear.
The history of consoles is such that I'm sure you guys will be great.
It always works out.
I can't help but wonder, though, is there something this room is trying to keep us from? Is there some knowledge contained within?
Yeah. Well, yes, if there is...
He's looking, like, eagerly and hungrily into the room to see if perhaps we should still enter to search it, but obviously wary of such a horrific trap. What do you think, Aldo? Like, he's talking to you.
I agree.
What?
And thus the motion is carried.
In that time, Atticus, I treat root wounds on myself, so I'm not wounded anymore. Just want to make that clear. You guys were talking for quite
condition?
A while. What?
Did you remove the condition from Pepsi?
Yeah, I'm treating wounds.
Yeah, that removes the wounded condition.
Okay.
But Atticus will slowly kind of just move into the room. I just want to roll a perception on this room to see if there's... He has this feeling like perhaps this was meant to protect something that is valuable in here, some sort of knowledge. 20. I mean, this shit-ass die that somebody gave me. I really appreciate the generosity. But two natural twos in a row? Yeah, so 20.
Father Dick follows you in as you stumble about trying to figure out what's going on in here. He says, oh, this is dark. Oh, fuck.
What?
What is it?
Bubbles, yes. It's
as if the stewards held texts here that are blasphemous to Nevis. Blasphemous to the practice of magic general. There are writing pamphlets and brass treatises, collections of works deemed poorly suited to teaching the concepts and practices of magic. They are not sacrilegious. But I am surprised the elders would keep such texts here in the house of my God.
Who is Lyndon LaRouche?
I don't know. But we should keep moving. There is no treasure in this room.
I trust your instincts,
bye.
Father Bubbles.
Bye.
Peace out. Yes.
Bye.
Whatever.
Wait, did you say blasphemous texts?
Yes.
Ethel goes back into the room. Hey, can I do a perception on the room?
Yeah.
26.
What?
26.
It's a very interesting roll.
There's nothing in here.
Okay. Come, Pepsi. I'm so sorry. So sorry. Hi, Suki.
Suki walks back in. Stop talking to me and my son. And if I could drag him on this map, I would, but I can't.
Oh, shit. Eris, do you see that?
Check.
Yeah,
Atticus
down the hallway?
Atticus moves to the south a little bit. There's a long hallway. It looks like it's about 30, 40 feet long. and then suddenly it opens into what looks like a much larger room.
A room full of trash.
A mess.
Books.
Garbage.
It looks like all over the floor. Opened, torn asunder, all over the place. Am I seeing this accurately on the map?
You sure and fuck are. Whoa. You look up ahead and you see this little side room similar to the other rooms in the Mysterium we've seen so far, but it's clogged with these high sagging shelves that are brimming with books, relics. You see some other arcane curiosities, but they've almost all spilled onto the floor. Just a mess in here.
We should check this out, Eric.
Sure. Yes.
Do you want me to send Egg really quickly?
Yes. Send the egg.
So, yeah, same as yesterday. She takes Egg out of her pocket, taps his butt very lightly, goes, go on now. And then her eyes roll into the back of her head as she shares senses with him as he walks over.
Egg. Flops his way into the room. Sense messiness.
She can see.
I share senses with it.
She can see, smell, hear.
It's not that I only sense things.
You see a body lying on the floor.
What?
Similar to the keepers that you've seen thus far. However, its clothing be slightly more. This mic. Slightly more resplendent than the other dead keepers you've seen thus far.
There's a dead keeper in the room.
A keeper.
And it's a fucking mess in there.
Yes. Stop doing
that. You're not Eminem.
What are you doing, Joe?
I remind me of Eminem.
Should we start doing the show like this?
Yeah. I feel it's cool doing it like that.
Motherfucker.
Yo, what's up, Jake Khan?
Yo!
Bow, bow, bow.
What? Hello. What do you guys do? Egg comes back up.
All right. there is a bot. Whatever. You saw. Yeah,
it could be Elder Lathine.
What did your puppet see?
Should I investigate?
Yes, go.
Yes, go.
I'll be right behind you.
Garine.
Wait, if there's any chance that this
and
could
Atticus
be.
And Atticus stays at least 30 feet away from Ethel.
Wait, if there's any chance this could be Elder Lathine, I want to see it.
Is it him?
Can't see from this far away. There's so much.
What? So much what?
Oh, God! you guys?
What?
What?
I think there's something in here.
What?
No, it's not possible. Egg saw everything that
yeah,
could
there's
possibly
a dead body.
Be in the room.
Egg has sight and saw it all.
Egg not this massive, writhing mass.
Oh, come on!
No! Tentacles and mouths. It fuck, this is going
to
really be a
I tried
shitty
to give,
audio.
I don't need to talk.
It looks very similar to the proto-Shoggoths you fought downstairs, except it's like twice the size, and it looks like two of them squished together. Guys, it's 10:09. Should we just call the show?
I'm a little sleepy.
I mean, I do want to get to the after party. It is Gen Con.
All right, we're going long.
Nah! And then the drop plays.
Room for initiative.
Nah!
Roll, Ricka, roll, Ricka, roll, Ricka, roll, Ricka, roll for initiative.
What the F is this monstrosity? And could this spell the end of our heroes? Great state of Indiana. All right, so let's start with. Let's start with Aldo.
Aldo got a 29.
Not bad. Not bad for Aldo. Ethel?
22.
22 for Ethel. Sooks?
27.
27, okay. You no longer have any conditions on your characters. Let me just remove those, right?
Yes.
Okay. No one is wounded, right?
9.
No.
Okay, Father Bubbles rolled a 3. Atticus?
21.
21 for Atticus. And Urs?
24.
24. Very good. I will hide this Shagoth Sitch. And do some math.
You will hide it?
Yep. Hide it from the initiative tracker.
Understood.
It's round one. It's Aldo's turn.
Aldo is going to imbibe from his bandolier a silvery liquid fluid from a vial. Quicksilver mutagen greater. His limbs crack and stretch as they go along, and he becomes spidery and lanky even more than he is in his natural form, gaining a bonus to his movement speed and his dexterity. And then he's going to move into the room. And that is the end of his turn. Oh, and he sees the horrible thing.
Yep, there it is.
Oh, okay.
Get a little glimpse.
Move a bit further and stumbles over some books. And there he is.
Suki.
Suki kept her distance from Ethel as far as she possibly could. But she does need to move into the room to see this creature. So she is going to move 25 feet into the room, up towards the north, kind of right next to Aldo, behind Ethel.
Okay.
And, man, she is going to cast... She's going to cast Barkskin on herself.
Okay.
To protect herself, because I'm worried.
Little Barkskin sitch?
Yep.
Did you heal yourself back up?
Almost to full, after I treated wounds,
really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure you did that by the book.
Me too.
All right.
I did.
That's your turn. It's now, as I've named it on the initiative tracker, Oh Shit's turn. Oh Shit is going to just like move its ass over to Nya. You know, I'll take the long way around to get right there. Kind of like nestled right between Aldo and Ethel. Ugh. And you see all these little mouths over its body.
Oh, come
just
on.
Like they start to open up and all they emit this like cacophony of distracting sounds and nonsense. Like,
it's like a gibbering mouther.
Mouther.
Yeah.
Everybody roll a will save.
Oh, dear. Oh.
Is this a fear effect?
No, but I'd be afraid.
Should be.
One roll. Start with Sooks.
Oh, my God.
Fucking mother.
I your energy and luck is like rubbing off on me.
I have rolled and over and over and over.
I know.
What'd you roll, Suki?
I got another 3 on another will save for another 25.
Okay.
Terrible. 20,
okay. 3, 25. What about you?
I got another 3 as well, and I'm going to use my bottle cap.
Okay.
There you go.
To re-roll it. Natural 1.
Oh my God.
He's going to be so mad when he finds out what's about to happen. What about you, Aris?
35.
Matthew?
26.
And Aldo?
I also got a natural 3 for a 21.
Oh my God, you guys.
Oh gosh. We all failed, didn't we?
Eris is fine.
I've seen a lot of Mel's on tentacles before. It's not that bad.
Suki and Ethel are slowed 1. Atticus and Aldo are slowed 2.
Oh, no.
By this distracting cacophony.
Oh my God.
Sounds and nonsense words. It is just constant and pervasive, distracting you on your turn. However, Eris, completely unaffected, it is your turn.
Can I, or do we already know from fighting things that are similar what type of damage this would be weak to?
All right, so assuming this is similar to the ones you fought before, I think you rolled, or if not, you probably talked about it afterwards. Like, what the fuck were those things?
Yeah.
And you would know that they're immune to bleed, they're immune to cold, they're immune to crits, mental damage, precision, sonic, unconscious, and visual.
So I know what they're immune to, but not what they're weak to.
Correct.
Can I try to roll a knowledge to see what it's weak to? And if it's not weak to anything, I would like to know maybe what its weakest save is.
All right. I'll allow it.
Okay. Occult?
Yeah.
Okay.
Seems pretty occult to me. Bad, bad.
Natural 20.
Oh!
Oh, nice.
For a 44.
44. Wow. Nice. Good news, bad news. You know its weaknesses. None.
But its worst save?
Its worst save. Worst is reflex.
All right.
A lot of mouths.
All right.
You rolled
a lot of mouths.
You rolled a nat 20, so I'm also going to tell you it also has fast healing 10.
Whoa, no.
So I warn everyone about that, like, maybe we should just get out of here. And shit.
Maybe we should get out of here and shit.
Maybe we should get out of here and shit. The thing I was going to do, I can't do now because everyone is in the way. So.
And we're feeling so slow.
So slow. All right.
I'm excited to start a new AP in Boston.
I'm just gonna try my best.
I'm not even kidding.
Here. And can the thing please roll a fortitude save? Sure. Who knows? Who knows?
Sure.
Could be in that one.
Oh, my fortitude is not great. Oh, shit.
You're an asshole.
If I use a bottle cap, can I make you roll it again?
You cannot.
Shit.
Hold on. This math is really tricky. 47.
Oh, my God.
We're having fun, huh? We're having a good time with our good time pals.
All right. So you only take half damage then.
There's no way I take any damage with a 40 yeah. fucking 7.
Also, there's no way it's actually 47. You're lying.
It is the highest single roll in the history of Pathfinder.
You saw it here first, folks.
All right. So you see...
the highest single roll in
the cradle of gaming.
Is the Gen DC Con. Higher than 37?
The DC is 30. And if it's... Okay. So you see her fire off something cool, lots of shadows coming out, and nothing seems
to happen.
Well,
you're assuming it's a basic save.
Yeah, it's a basic save.
Oh, then okay. Yeah.
You're basic.
It is.
All right. Cool spell. Gone. Ethel, you're up. You now have one less action.
One fewer action.
Shut up.
Oh, my God.
Double slice. Only needs two.
All right.
Okay. Big one's the hammer.
It has an AC of 90.
Fucking Christ.
It's not that bad. 27 on the warhammer and a 40 on the hatchet.
Oh! Miss on the warhammer. Crit on the fucking...
Yeah! Nice!
However...
But it's immune to crits.
It's immune to crits. Natural 20, I'll still do a fan critical, but... No double damage.
Okay. Joseph?
What?
Fan critical.
Why are we doing a fan critical on not a natural 20?
It is a natural
20. It is
a
natural
20. It was not a natural
20. Oh, wait. Oh, then no. Never mind.
Wake up, vodka boy.
So we're not doing a fan critical.
Or a dirty 20, no.
Right. So why did you tell me to pull a fan critical?
I didn't. You weren't listening. Everyone else in the room knows what I'm talking about.
Okay. It's 18 points of damage.
Okay.
I'm not crazy. I'm the only one who was on top of that shit.
What I said was, don't worry about it.
All right, that's it. I only have two actions.
Hell of a turn. Atticus,
I hate
up.
This game.
You have one action. You jerk. God.
Yeah. Earth. Hell yeah. On Earth.
You want to shoot off one little firework?
Okay. I'll just... It's the end of all things. I will... I'll go off. I'll go out with a bang. So, slowed. He's still going to try to... Now, fortitude. Your fortitude's too high. Reflex is your lowest, but you could still easily crit. He's going to use his only quickened casting of the day.
Oh.
And I will... So I wonder what you might be weak to, but I have no time for a recall knowledge if you're weak
no
to anything.
No, we did that, yeah.
All right, great. Then let's do level 4 fireball.
There we go.
So I'll cast it behind fireball? You so it only hits him.
That's a one-action fireball?
It's my quickened casting, which I can only do once per day, to make a two-action spell a one-action.
Pretty fucking sweet, dude.
Yeah, so...
oh, it's going to burn all these books. No!
Son of a bitch.
So much knowledge gone.
So much knowledge gone.
Not to mention the corpse of perhaps Elder Lathine.
Oh, right. Sorry. Maybe I shouldn't do that.
I mean, it's magical fire. Can't it just attack the creature?
I will say, if you throw a fireball back there, it would affect the corpse.
All right.
And it he'll would affect all the PCs, he'll do then? Bolt.
That's fine. He'll do lightning bolt.
Okay. Lightning bolt.
Lightning bolt.
What do I roll? Reflex?
Reflex save, yeah.
Are you shooting me, too?
Yeah. For fuck's sake!
Well, you could move and cast.
No. No.
Can't.
Yeah, why don't you just move and cast? He's...
All right. It'll have to be fireball.
Shit!
Fucking wireless mics. I hate them so much. Fucking despise them.
All right. So you're gonna hurt the corpse instead of hurting Ethel.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, hurt Ethel.
You were tasked with retrieving this body. Now maybe it's not dead, but if you burn it. Not be cool.
Okay, well...
Just says no!
Flip a coin.
Just hit Ethel.
Hit him.
Hit me.
Hit me!
Hit me.
Stop trying to hit him and hit him!
Could be bad, man. You could critically fail.
I could also critically succeed.
Yeah. You don't know him.
I have...
All right, reaching out.
I am close.
And caring nothing for Ethel as a person. He'll fire off a lightning bolt. I'm sorry, everybody. There you go.
All right, reflex.
There you go.
Here it comes. Oh, 2.
That's 6.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, so what's your DC?
31.
Critical failure.
Yeah! Nice!
Wow.
Hell yeah.
32 for Ethel.
Oh! Yeah, it's still critical failure, so that wasn't a critical hit.
Okay.
So I take the double damage. Basically.
All right, so yeah. Double damage is 70 points
Ooh!
Of electricity damage. Dang! And what did you do?
32.
So a save is...
half damage.
17 points of damage.
No, that's not okay. Bad.
Nice.
Yeah,
nice.
I rolled a 35.
So Ethel looks back at you.
Worth it.
Just like, ow.
And he's just like, And he'll explain in about 4 minutes.
It's Father Bubble's turn. He says, wait a damn minute. Hold on.
Oh, God.
Hold the fuck on. And he walks down to the south.
Oh, my God.
And he turns and he says, it's Elder Lathine. And he's dead. Now Aldo's turn.
Okay. Oh, God. That's like one of Sydney's turns in Gatewalkers.
Yeah.
We're having a good time. Come on.
Are we?
Yeah, we are.
Yeah.
Aldo.
Aldo's going to reach, slowly reach with his gangly hand into his bandolier and pull out a bottle of Greater Lightning. Very slowly. And very slowly and methodically smash it into the one of the many faces of this creature.
Okay.
Come on.
Okay. 36 to hit.
Hit.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That is 24 points of electricity damage.
Holy shit.
Okay. It is off guard.
Nice.
Until the beginning of my next turn.
Oh my god, that's huge.
And something else.
Yeah.
Which eludes me at the moment.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which eludes me at the moment.
All right.
Also, it is a sticky bomb. And thus, it has 5 points of persistent electricity damage.
Okay.
Oh, that's nice.
Okay.
Yeah, it's fun. Nice.
Anything else?
I'm slowed too.
Ah.
Not anymore.
Good turn, though.
And now I'm slowed one.
Wait, is that a thing?
No, you just get your when you regain your actions next turn, you'll get all your actions.
Oh. Is what?
No.
You just stay slowed too.
Right? Stay for indeterminate amount of time?
Yeah. Usually it's like 1 minute when you critically fail one of these things.
When you regain your actions, reduce the number of actions regained by your slowed value. Because you regain actions at the start of your turn, you don't immediately lose actions if you become slowed during your turn.
Nobody's asking that.
That's right. Not...
What's the creature's ability? How long are we slowed?
It says forever, you fucking dummy.
That's what I assumed. That's what I assumed.
It's weird that Luis Loza wrote that.
I know. It's unusually hostile for
really
Luis
rude.
Loza.
He's real fired up. During the creation of this monster. Suki!
So we still don't know how long we're slowed.
Forever.
Okay. I don't think that's true, but okay. question. Just remind me what you said before. It is immune to piercing?
No.
You didn't say piercing?
No.
Nope. Nope.
Okay.
Precision.
Precision. Okay.
Spelled differently.
oh, no.
Suki is going to...
Sydney spelling words.
Sydney's parsing words.
Sydney just doesn't have a good memory.
Words.
Sydney, I was about to say Sydney is going to cast. Suki is going to cast. Life Draining Roots, please make a reflex saving throw.
Life Draining Roots. Another natural two.
Yes!
Let's fucking go.
All that's right. Huge.
What is it?
What's your DC?
It's a critical fail.
You shut
what's
up.
What's your DC?
Shut up.
What's your DC?
I'm not telling you. It's a critical fail. all right.
It is.
So.
It's guaranteed critical fail.
I got to get my. Oh, so many dice.
I wish I brought more
Are
dice.
You dry heaving about the size of your dice pool? She's going to throw up. It's going to make me throw up.
It's a 52 points
Holy
of piercing damage.
Zap!
As thorny roots erupt from the ground and grab this thing's tentacles, like these black thorns mix in, you take the piercing damage, and I regain some temporary HP from your vitality drain. You dummy.
Yeah!
That last part was unnecessary. It's
weird
O'Shit's
it
turn.
In the spell. You
it's O'Shit's
me.
Turn.
Oh shit.
Oh shit.
Shit. Oh shit. Oh shit.
Let me guess. It's going after Bubbles.
Of course.
Pseudopod attack against Ethel. 41 to hit.
Hit, not a crit.
Woo! Nice, Ethel.
Woo!
Liar!
Wow.
It's not often I get to roll D12s. I'm going to roll a bunch of them. Oh! Ah! 47 points of damage.
Oof.
First action. Second action. Fucking grabs you. Third action. Constrict.
Oh.
Give me a constrict save.
Don't you just do damage on constrict?
What? No, you roll a save.
Yeah, there is a save.
It's like a basic John. I think it's...
Fortitude.
Is it reflex? Fortitude. Yeah, fortitude, obviously. Reflex.
Duh.
Give me your fortitude save.
Oh yeah, he always gets one higher, right?
Yeah. Another one!
29.
It's a fail. So it's a success. So it's half DiMaggio.
No, it remains a fail.
Oh,
a success. Success is critical success, yeah.
Awesome.
Do you have a bottle cap?
I do have a bottle cap, and I'm going to spend it.
Yeah!
Give it to me! Yeah!
No!
Natural 3.
You penis.
So that would be a 24.
Total? All right, so that's a failure.
That's a failure. So it stays a failure.
A success.
No, it stays a failure.
Stays a failure. Oh, that's right.
Only success.
Can I have the bottle cap that you just used?
It's on my sheet.
Oh. I guess we can just write anything we want on our sheet. You're going to take a total of 24 more points of damage.
Okay. That's not that bad. You live forever.
A big chunk. To begin with, it took like 47.
Oh, yeah. I'm less than half.
Less than half, but you guys have done...
I also was struck by lightning inexplicably.
Yeah.
Yeah, that really effed you up.
Somehow.
All right, now it will take some persistent damage to the tune of 5.
5.
And then I'll roll my flat check, and I will get a 15 and remove that persistent damage.
Must be nice.
Yep.
Roll whatever you feel like.
Pick it up. Still
whatever you feel like.
Say numbers, whatever you want.
Here's what I need, die rolls. Oh! Exactly what I need.
How convenient.
So weird.
If I was lying, I would have said 17.
Why?
Why?
Because it seems like a truthful number.
That's right. Eris, it's your turn. This thing is in rough shape, but it's grabbed your former lover.
Lover.
And point of order. Attempted lover.
What the?
It's choking the life out of him, and while you know he enjoys that, you have a tough choice to make.
Yeah, I do know he enjoys that. I did see...
I didn't until a minute ago.
Him get hit a bunch and then take damage from that choke, which he does not like, I've learned. I've learned he does not like that. We have a safe word, and he said it. So I'm against my better judgment or against what she wants to do. She's going to cast Haste.
Haste.
On Ethel.
Amazing. Ooh.
Wow.
Amazing.
So I'm no longer slowed.
And then put up a shield on herself.
Ethel, it's your turn.
Nice.
You are grabbed.
Double slice.
Hack.
Ooh-wee. Get it. Crit. Oh, it's immune to crits?
Oh, my
no.
God.
No. Shut up. Stop playing.
34 on the Warhammer, 26 on the hatchet. It's off guard.
It hit is? Miss.
He said off guard.
You said it was immune to cold, right?
Yes.
26 points of damage, bludgeoning.
Okay.
Cold doesn't matter.
Does not.
And then what can I do to escape? Athletics?
Athletics or acrobatics? Your choice.
I will choose athletics.
Ladies' choice.
You take the map.
I do take the map.
Yes, it has the
attack. You cheating trait. Piece of shit.
Escape pit.
Could see it in your eyes.
Well, I already rolled it. So this is going to be a 25.
Fail. Fail. However, its mouths are now crying as a slow rat approaches.
So slow. He reaches up. And having already used his quickened casting for the day, can do very little, but with things so dire, I suppose we must. This is so painful. Use up a fifth level force barrage.
Yeah,
for only 3 missiles. However, it is 3 missiles. 3 magic missiles. He will cast at this creature. 3D Fizzor.
Oh.
Shut
your face! God damn this ass dice!
Unbelievable. Your ability is unbelievable.
I hate myself. That fifth level spell just did 7 points of damage.
Oh my!
Are you serious?
7 points of force damage.
How is that possible?
You know what? I defy physics.
This table, you guys are a fucking mess.
Yeah.
We really are. We really are. By the way, that's the end. I think the rest of his turns will be taken one action running away.
Just so you know. I need a first level offensive cleric spell. Anybody have one? Is that first level?
It's cantrip.
It's a cantrip.
First level divine cleric spell. Bless.
I like divine lance. All right. Father Bubbles. Stands up.
Oh.
Stop.
Could this be his
moment? Did he level up?
And he stares at the creature. What did you do to Elder Lapine? And he reaches to the sky, and his hand starts to crackle with the power of Nethys, and he fires a divine lance at this thing.
Okay. Woo!
Still off guard.
He hits.
Ooh! And the creature had 1 hit point left.
No! Oh! Yes. Father Bubbles!
Bubbles!
Bubbles, you saved us!
And we'll see you in Boston!
Ah! Oh, Father Bubbles! Thank you, JCon. Thank you, Inday. Love you guys.
Thank you.
It's time to make your membership official. Become an official member of the NAISH today at jointhenaish.com. That's jointhenaish.com, where you'll get access to exclusive podcasts and live streams you can't find anywhere else. See what everybody's talking about and join the NAISH today at jointhenaish.com.